want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Who would have thought it, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Here we are.
Pre-show. Mm-hmm.
Guess who misses Joe?
All of us?
I do.
Rob does.
I do.
No, Rob does now because Rob's having to do all the...
All the Joe work.
All the Joe work, yes.
Yeah, Rob's scrambling around here right now.
You know, he has to do all of the primping mm-hmm. before the show goes on the air.
Right.
You know, has to get the beverages, has to make sure the computers are turned on.
Tease our hair.
You know what's really weird?
Tease us.
Mm-hmm. I don't normally start missing Joe till Saturday morning when I realize he's gone for
right.
48 hours straight, and now it started early.
Now, do you know, where is he going to come up on this board from New York City? Do you know yet?
Tom, I'll ask him.
The question I would have is, where is the absinthe?
I think we drank it.
Oh, that was yesterday?
Yeah,
that was yesterday.
You already recycled it.
Okay.
Hey, incidentally, Mike O'Mara hung over.
Really?
It continued last night for Mike past the show.
Oh.
Way after the show. Come on, you told me this is like
way,
a new record.
Way, way past.
A new record for you that you were hung over at 2:40 East Coast time.
I walked into the office and I still feel bad.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. I mean, not as bad as I did really at 2:40, but I feel bad. I'll let you know when I really feel good.
Okay. I predict 4 hours from now.
Yeah.
Maybe three.
You know me so well.
What? Who is that, Robbie?
That was Joe Ardinger. They're finalizing.
And they're finalizing?
He'll be up in a moment.
Do we have the fancy the Dude Walker opens? Stuff?
Oh, yes.
Where are they at? Love to hear those. See, all of this normally is done before we go on the air.
Well, that, you know what?
Why, it's good we have this pre-show moment now.
I was just going to say that. That's why it's very convenient that we have a nice little pre-show here.
Cushion.
And also...
It's a good thing.
Because I didn't get to talk to you, we need the TV stuff from Channel 7.
Got it. This has got an 8-second lip for you to talk into.
And I could use a mannequin.
Oh, I got... Okay. I understand. Here's a bunch of produced opens we have for Joe when we go to him live in New York today.
Live from Madison Square Garden in New York City, the Duke of Pay-Per-View, Joe Ardinger.
Anyway, it goes on. Hold on. Here's number two. How many? And is it five?
Yeah, five.
Five. So every time we go to him, when the line is finally working, right? Now, this music will tell you boxing and Joe Ardinger equals fun.
With the Don and Mike Show pay-per-view boxing beat, it's Sugar Joe Ardinger.
Sugar Joe.
Sugar Joe. I like that a lot.
Sugar Joe. Okay, cut number three. I told you I would just shoot these right at the beginning. I can't help it. Radio's like sex.
I like them.
It all comes too easy, too fast.
Live from the Big Apple, here's Broadway Joe Ardinger.
Broadway Joe, you need to have that. Yeah. We got more?
We can two more. Just two. What, is one generic? I thought we already played the generic one. Was it boxing beat? HBO pay-per-view?
Live from New York City, here's Joe Ardinger.
Oh, that's no fun.
Oh, but that's funny just because he says live from New York City.
Yeah.
Here's Joe Ardinger.
Not as good as Sugar Joe.
Like Joe somebody. He is.
He is.
Somebody. Okay, here, one more.
Live from Madison Square Garden, it's the Prince of Pugilism, Iron Joe Ardinger.
Iron Joe. That's my favorite.
Iron Joe.
No smoking Joe?
Come on. We only had like 10 minutes this morning to get this stuff together, for goodness sakes. Buzz,
yes.
And I've got so many other things on my mind.
Yes.
Robert Redford says that milking cows helps him maintain a sense of inner peace.
You better believe it, though.
Not to mention a sense of utter joy.
Ah!
Oh, dear. You know, here I was thinking you were reading a real news story when, in fact, you've got your DJ joke sheet.
You know how bad it is today when I came in? Did you hear when I said this to Rob? Rob said, okay, now there's the stuff for the trip today that you're giving away, and there's the giveaways. Oh, and your joke sheet is on there, too.
Yeah. You're getting addicted to it, aren't you?
You are. You know, he is getting addicted to it.
You know why? Because funny is funny.
That's right.
Funny.
You can't argue.
Funny.
You can't put a price on funny.
And yesterday, of course, tax day.
Uh-huh.
You know that, right?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You just remembered, Mike?
Oh, boy.
Barry Bonds finished his tax return. Yeah. He should get a nice refund this year. He was able to write his pecs off as his dependents.
Oh, my God.
His income increased by 35%. Coincidentally, so did he.
Isn't that the second day that we've had Barry Bonds steroid jokes?
Oh, you can never have too
many. He's always as timely as today's headlines, Mike.
There must be somebody in the pipeline out in the Bay Area.
One of the gag writers.
Right.
Hold on a second. Okay, now here you go.
Can you hear me now, Housley?
Yes, I can.
I hear Wendell in the background.
That's right.
Can you hear me now?
Wendell Hall.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? It's like one of those cell phone commercials. Can you hear me now?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Joe?
Hello?
Oh, no.
I've got some slapback, Rob.
All right, you work on that. We'll start the show here. Hold on.
Take me out of audition.
I'll come back to you.
God.
For God's sake.
Well, if he does that British accent, I hope somebody pushes him on the tracks.
Hello.
The Don and Mike Show.
He does that for you.
God.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Missing one tape. Your tape.
There it is. Right there.
Joe, have you heard that Rob is really missing you around here today, Joe?
Yes, I heard that.
And your comments?
There he is. Okay.
It's my man, Joe. He's in New York. We used to work there.
Hello.
Hi, Julia.
Oh, I thought they went to New York with Joe. Damn it.
Yeah,
then there's this thing.
A true story. He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of hate. And a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
You've left the studio so messy, Rob.
Yes?
I'm naked without the canned applause.
Where?
That's a go-to.
He's trying to be
in
two places at once.
Today,
it's got a yellow label on it.
I'm realizing just how important it is for Rob to make you happy today.
There you go. Thank you, Rob.
Rob, I believe you'll have to spend the rest of the show making him happy. You know what we mean.
Just send me a checklist.
Hey, Joe.
Yes?
Nothing.
And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Apprentice and all the ships at sea. Grief counselors at the JPL Center. Don Geronimo and hungover Mike O'Mara.
Yeah.
Yes. All right, hi, and thank you for listening, everybody.
Thank
God. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Friday. 04-16-04.
Hi, Don and Mike, Buzz Burbank here.
Howdy, Buzz. April 16th, 2-04. Phone number 877-365-3636.
Sadie.
From anywhere in America. From Canada, 800-636-1067. And Washington, D.C., our home station, 202-432-1067. If you're listening to us on WJFK FM. Yeah, Joe's in New York, and we'll get to him in just a moment.
Big fight this weekend.
Big pay-per-view, big HBO thing. You'll hear about that.
Yeah.
I feel awful that I feel personally responsible that John Peter Lewis lost last night.
Now, why would that be?
Here's why. I firmly believe. Now, I understand that we have a radio show that's popular.
Yeah.
Across America, certainly not as popular as well, almost every other radio show.
Mm-hmm.
But we have our audience.
We do.
You know, we got our regional coast-to-coast show.
We have friends.
We have, you know, seriously, at least, I don't know, 1,000 people listening to us right now.
I would venture to say that some of them are passionate.
So, you know, I think that we've had a small part to do with the success of the retarded boy, JPL. And you know what? And let it go too quickly.
I don't like you to sell yourself short. Don't say we. You. You single-handedly played a role in that boy making it as far as he did.
And Mike, all right, as long as all the cards are on the table, you're right. Star maker, star breaker.
Absolutely.
Because
did you shirk your responsibility this weekend?
Not only did I not vote for the retired boy,
ouch,
but we didn't even talk about him at length like we always do. We didn't spotlight and let those, and the figures are coming in now. 887 people are listening to us right now. Those 887 people.
God bless them. That's a pretty significant confession to make.
They should have called. They should have called for JPL.
Should have kept the fire burning.
For the Tard Boy last night, and boy, is it a good thing that I was in Las Vegas. I'm going tomorrow for my brother's wedding.
Right.
Because if I was in Las Vegas last night when those three came out, it was the Tard Boy, the red hair boy, and the 16-year-old girl, I would have pushed all the chips in the middle and said the 16-year-old girl is gone.
Yeah, because you said that, and I you know what, I don't think I realized how important JPL was to you. I have a confession to make for the very first time the other night.
Don't say it, you bastard.
On Wednesday night.
Did you do it?
I voted for Fantasia.
Oh, you did.
Oh.
You did. Right, yeah, because she really needed the votes.
No, you're right, she did.
Because she really needed the votes.
I'm sorry.
Because she
I'm
really,
sorry.
And I mean this, because she is scary talented.
Right.
You know.
I know. I got caught up in the moment.
Way to go.
It was such a performance, and I'm not proud of this,
Jesus
but
Christ.
At least I'm telling the truth.
God damn.
I'm sorry.
That's like saying,
I didn't know how important it was.
That's like saying, I'm going
to
be a baseball fan. What team will I root for? Oh. Oh, gosh, the Yankees seem good.
Yeah. I know. She didn't need the help, did she?
She's that good.
Yeah. I mean, when I tried to vote for her the second time.
She's the Yankees of that show.
It was busy.
Of course it was.
I'm real sorry.
You and all of your fellow Yankee fans were calling up there.
You know that hurts me. You know that hurts me. And I think, unfortunately, it's deserved. And I feel horrible.
And I feel bad.
I feel sick to my stomach, but that has nothing to do with the emotion of the moment.
I feel bad that the Tard Boy is out. I sat there last night going, oh. Wounded, hurt.
Rightly so.
Ouch, he's out of there.
I did not see the program. Was he emotional when he got booted off?
No, and as a matter of fact, he did his best retarded performance ever.
Wow.
When they were kicking him off the show, when he was dancing like an idiot and running through the audience. And
he is the least talented of any of them. So
he got up and he danced with his big fat dad.
When they make the loser do his final song, what was his final song? Was it Jailhouse Rock?
Yeah, same thing. Mm. Same thing again.
With those wonderful dance steps?
Yeah, well, he's gone now.
Those spastic dance steps.
I'll continue to watch the show, but on behalf of Tard lovers everywhere.
Did you think he had a chance of making it all the way?
Oh, no. Well, making it to the final three.
You really thought so?
Sure, because there will be, you know, there's like Fantasia and I think Jennifer. They're the two, at least in my opinion, are going to make it to the final. So there has to be some loser schmuck that makes it.
Well, now do you think his place will be filled by redhead skinny boy?
Maybe. It'll be the spot for the third, I guess, will be between the redhead boy and, what's his name? The black boy.
George Hoff.
That black boy.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, that's American Idol. I don't know. The Tard's gone. Then I watched Survivor. I watched the last half hour of Survivor. And that pleased me greatly.
Who got voted off Survivor?
The old broad, Kathy.
Ah, good.
Because they were sitting in tribal council, and she looked around at all the other people and said, I just want you to know, if you've ever lied to me, I'm gonna remember that. Ooh. And I'm going to vote against you if you've ever lied to me. And boom, she's out.
Yeah.
Loved it. Then my wife tried to get me to watch The Apprentice.
Yeah, was that the final episode of The Apprentice?
Yes.
Of the season. Yeah.
Yes, it was. Now, I had already had some intelligence from Rob on this. Rob says to me yesterday, I have your viewing schedule mapped out for you for the evening.
Right.
You watch American Idol from 8 to 8:30.
Uh-huh.
Then you watch Survivor the last half hour.
Right.
The Apprentice, the first hour, it's going to be a recap of everything that's happened.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, watch CSI in high def. Mm-hmm. Then, at 10 o'clock, watch, and they're really probably not even going to fire or hire someone until the last 10 minutes of the show.
Okay.
So I'm on Rob's plan.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets to be 10 o'clock, and we're watching The Apprentice, and they hire the guy at 10:25.
Wow.
And now they have 35 minutes of show.
And everybody's going, bye-bye.
To Phil. I stayed because it was...
Who'd they hire?
Kwame?
Bill.
No, the other guy.
Bill?
The other guy. Guy with just big, giant, incredible, fake-looking teeth.
Was that the guy that was the slicky boy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Almost looks like
Trump hired the guy like him.
Yeah, I guess.
Right.
He's doing like a Jim Carrey impression almost. The guy.
Oh, really?
Because his teeth are really looking like that. Away. Over to Trump. Of course, Mr. Trump. I will work for you.
And I guess this was, from the way I could see, it looked like they were like at the Saturday Night Live set.
Mm-hmm.
So they get done with the, you're hired, congratulations. Mm-hmm. And then for the next half hour, it was like Donald Trump was hosting Saturday Night Live and was involved in some bad skits. Because a lot of it was him looking at the camera going, well, we're very excited. Very soon we'll have news about The Apprentice 2. And I would like to thank George Steinbrenner. And I would like to thank Chrysler, because they stood behind me and they stood behind this show when nobody was watching.
So he's really just using his time to thump his nose at CBS.
And absolutely
That's
he was.
Hysterical.
Have you ever seen anyone who craves camera time so much but is so just innately uncomfortable on camera?
And that's Rob, that's exactly what I loved about the last half hour of The Apprentice, is that it was just Donald Trump, for instance. They want him to bust balls with the girl that's the liar. What's her name?
Omarosa.
Right. So he's got all of them sitting in front of him, and he says, "Now, Omarosa, come on. You lied to Kwame. What's going on?" She said, "Well, there are some things that I guess will be decided on another day, blah, 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 blah." And he says, "Come on, you're lying. You're lying. Tell us." But then he lets her off. He doesn't.
Right. He moves on.
He doesn't.
Probably because of his comfort zone. You know, he's probably... not familiar enough. And he doesn't look familiar with the medium. I mean, I know he loves it. He loves being the superstar.
But that's
right?
Why I think...
But he is uncomfortable.
There needs to be a show where we get to see Donald Trump in everyday life.
The Donald Trump show.
I bet you'd never see that. I could watch that. I could watch him live this. You know, because we all know he's fantastically wealthy, and he doesn't do anything to hide it. And he's kind of a... Kind of a prick about it.
Of course, right. He is,
as a matter of fact. So, so why not, as long as you know all that, why not go along for the ride? I liked watching him last night, that last half hour, because it was bad, awkward live TV.
Right.
Just filling time.
Mm-hmm.
Just filling 35 minutes of network time. But, wow, what a great 3 hours. If only every night could be as magical from that box.
It's a letdown after that, isn't it?
Boy, would I be happy.
And, you know, you got your letdown on a lot of these shows now, because, pretty soon they're all going to be gone.
Huh? Yeah, I know, Mike. It's almost like football.
And, at least it'll be summertime, but that doesn't matter, does it?
No, it doesn't. No.
When your magic box isn't there to comfort you.
Well, now the magic box is there.
When it drives you out into the outdoors.
The magic box is always there, but sometimes its alluring spells just are not alluring enough.
Mm-hmm. It's been a wonderful spring season of television.
It has.
Would you not agree?
I was just going to say, who needs the sun?
Exactly.
Mainly because we've not had it. And incidentally...
So many new friends
to make.
On TV.
I am going to count these weather trolls accountable. Okay, today is... Today it's okay. Mm-hmm. Today it's... Here in Washington, it's sunny and it's about 59, 60 degrees.
Right.
On Monday, I s you not, they said by Friday... 78, 80 degrees. Now, I don't doubt we got a nice string of days coming up here.
I think the weekend's going to be glorious.
They got a nice five-day forecast, but they've lied for the last 2 weeks. For the last 2 weeks, they've kept promising this payoff. And don't tell me about the jet stream, and don't tell me about a low-pressure system. Just one of you guys, one of you girls, one of you in-betweens with genitals of both genders, just stand up, Sue Palka. Stand up and say, it has rained for two straight weeks. Uh-huh. I wish I could tell you why. I don't know. And you know what I want to hear? I'm really sorry that I teased you last week and told you it was going to be nice. And even yesterday, here's the thing. Here's where they get me. Is that yesterday I'm watching and they're saying, this is like 9 o'clock in the morning. Right. Our current temperature is 43. By this time tomorrow, we'll be well into the 50s, heading to a high in the 70s.
Uh-huh.
That was yesterday. I get up today, turn it on, same time. Well, we're currently running 4 degrees cooler than we were this time yesterday. But look outside, the beautiful sunshine. Now, those southerly winds that we thought would get here, well, quite going to get here. But, hey, listen, the high's going to be 59 to 60, and compared to the 40-degree weather we've had this week, it seems downright balmy.
You know what it is, and this is why I'm a little frustrated. And I think anybody that lives in a climate that's a little more difficult than this one, I mean, we don't have the worst climate in America, but I will tell you, I get tired of living in an area where it's a big deal to get a sunny day where temperatures are in the 70s.
Yeah.
That's what this is meant to do. And that's what they do, Don. They hype it because they're so tired of reporting bad news. It's just like snow. They want to talk about something, so they fake it.
But I agree. And the thing is, no one would be making a big deal. It wouldn't be the lead story on the news. I take it back. The lead story on the news is always more of our guys slaughtered in Iraq. Mm-hmm. More on that in a moment.
Right.
But Howard Bernstein says
that
big ball of fire in the sky will be making its return appearance. They've been telling us this for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it'd be nice to be in an area where where they didn't have to hype a sunny day.
Yeah.
But they do here.
And here,
because our weather sucks most of the time.
And that's okay. The weather should, people should just say, if you want to live somewhere nice, move your ass to Florida.
Amen.
You live in the Washington, D.C.
Be like the Don and Mike show. Relocate to South Florida.
In your dreams.
Maybe. A man can hope, can he?
Oh,
maybe. Listen, no, hey, we haven't gotten a maybe from him. And I'm not, don't say anything
about this.
Just stop right there.
Here's the thing that I'm saying to the weather people. I know the weather's been crappy the last couple of weeks. But even like yesterday, you had to know yesterday that today wasn't going to be that cherry 10 day.
No.
You knew that Sunday was going to be the cherry 10 day. So why wouldn't you just say yesterday, hey, listen, I know it's rained 18 days in a row, but tomorrow it's going to be sunny. It's going to be a little cool.
Right.
Not as warm as we would like. Not as warm as it's normally going to be, but compared to what we have. No. Instead, you got to fill my head with thoughts of, and I watched on every channel, the same thing. Tomorrow, no need for the sweaters. You got a game of golf planned tomorrow. Get outside. You got some gardening you want to do. You know, I go outside, hello, 44 degrees.
Yeah, and you know what? When
they're all proud of themselves because the sun's out.
Yeah. When you have a schedule where, you know, your free time, because of the schedule we have, is in the morning, you know, you want that warmth to come on. That's where they screw us. Because they say it's going to be absolutely great. Well, you know when it's going to be great? When the temperature's going to be at its warmest?
When?
Yeah, 3 o'clock Eastern.
When we're here. Yeah, I know that, but my only complaint is just be honest, be upfront.
They're just glad they got the sun part right.
Well, let me ask you something.
What?
Why you care?
Why I care?
I mean, really, why?
Why I Care by Donnie, D-O-N-I. I care, Mike, because I only wish that everybody else could be as perfect. Or let me just say, as dedicated to perfection as I am.
There you go. And as accountable.
And as you are, Mike.
Thank you, Don.
And as...
I had to point to myself.
As you are most times, Buzz. And as you are continuing to strive to be, Rob. Rob. I'm only kidding, Rob. See, I wouldn't say that to Joe. I wouldn't say to Joe I was only kidding.
Rob, much jesting required today. Much jesting required.
No need.
No, I think you're actually, you're amusing yourself right now, which is fun to watch as well. There he is.
He's jesting.
Jesting.
So anyway.
Rob is jesting for me now. You know, I'm loving every minute. Rob, I'll take a big heaping tablespoonful of that every day.
I'll need shoes with bells, please.
Oh, God, I give $1 million.
Anyway, all of that having been said, I think we covered it, right? American Idol. The Apprentice.
The wedding.
Right. You got the TV news stuff, Robbie?
Yeah.
Okay,
good. Some bonus cuts.
Bonus. Oh, right. God.
I love Arch Campbell.
This is another pet peeve, along with the weather people. And I guess what I'm saying about the weather is, boy, I'm like a repeating record here. Just be honest. If it's going to be crappy for 5 days in a row, just say, hey, you know what? I don't think it's going to be real good. Don't give me false hopes.
Do you know what? We've been on this show for years, and I think we have to put it into context here. What you're listening to, two guys really, you and I, have been at war with the local news for about 10 years. It's not a real war. It's not where we're you know, hurling things at people and they're hurling things back at us. But we have hated local news production. Most of the time this broadcast has been on the air.
And rightly so.
We hate the lying in the weather department, the hype in the news department.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry that we're just always so right about
it. We are.
And they're always so wrong.
Well, look what if we did what they do, if we did our jobs the way they do, do you know what we do?
We'd be.
You come in tomorrow, and you know what you talk about tomorrow?
What?
You talk about American Idol, Survivor. You talk about how you hate local news. And then Monday, we'd come in and do the same thing.
But then we'd be working 6 days a week.
Oh, yeah.
You said if we came in tomorrow, that would be Saturday.
Right.
Would you like a thumbnail? Yuck, I used to have to do that, but I understand the point.
You understand?
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Constant repetition. That's why we make fun of them, and we did get people at the post office.
Do you want a thumbnail of what station covered what, how?
Yeah. All right, now you got here's the players. You got Channel 4, NBC. Channel 5 is Fox. 7 is ABC. 9 is CBS.
That's right. Channel 5, who is normally the most guilty.
Fox.
Because they have an hour to fill, and they're earlier.
And if it bleeds, it leads on Channel 5.
Amen.
Maybe. And especially if they can find something like curious kidnapping of child in Chantilly. If they can, like, get that, you know.
Alliteration.
Bloody baby bounces on Beltway. But, you know.
Yes. Love that.
They love those teases. So Channel 5 is the very tabloidy.
Subway slasher slashes again.
The thing,
the one thing that really surprised me is that the waxy beauty of Will Thomas was not in the field last night, but instead at the anchor desk.
Oh, Wilma had the anchor job.
They good were able to hold off till 10:22.
All right, so Channel 5, which has an hour for the news, they waited 22 minutes into, and what did they do, Rob?
They just read a story with B-roll, and you can listen to it if you want. It's about 30 seconds. It's cut one.
Cut number one. Here we go. All right.
T-minus 1 hour and about 35 minutes now. The
That's
clock is ticking and time's
jerk
about to run out.
Super.
If you waited until now to
Hi,
file
Will.
Your income taxes.
Hi, Will.
It's a good thing we have this tape. Listen to this
Thomas.
Man's voice.
And he is waxy looking.
I'm telling you.
T-minus 1 hour and counting.
He is. He is
the birthday, Mr. President.
He's the squishiest boy on TV. He is. He is Mr.
I like my anchors macho. I'm sorry.
He is Mr. Softy.
Tonight, you know, that's the way the anchorman should say. Like Kent Brockman.
And when he goes out and does, like, a report, like if there's a stabbing and he gets
right.
that, when he goes out with his turtleneck on.
This is a horrible theme. Happy birthday, Mr. President.
We call him Wilma because he's so girl-like.
Uh-huh. Well, you can really hear it.
I'm glad we have the tape of his voice.
T-minus.
Here he is, or here she is.
T-minus 1 hour and about 35 minutes now. The clock is ticking and time's about to run out.
Ticking.
If you waited until now to file your income taxes. But several area post offices are staying open to midnight to handle the last-minute traffic. At this Friendship Heights branch, some tax filers were greeted with pizza.
Now,
hi, Will.
Washington, D.C.
Here's what we have to...
some were greeted with pizza.
The celebrity he most resembles. Uh-huh. There is an actor, a younger actor.
Yeah, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Who resembles Will Thomas.
Like, he is an ultra Freddie Prinze Jr.
but he makes Freddie Prinze really look like Sergeant Fury.
Yeah, he is a more feminine. Yeah. You know what he is? Oh. This is it. He is a more feminine Matthew Broderick.
It's possible.
Exactly.
Yeah, except Matthew Broderick at least has facial hair, beard, has hair on his arms.
Yeah.
It appears that Will Thomas
hair
has
on his legs.
No, has no hair.
He's just waxed.
He's hairless.
And,
oh,
God.
You're about to run out the door. Postal workers...
The only reason that they said pizza is because there's a shot of an old man eating a piece of pizza.
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
It's so horrible.
Right.
As Uncle Sam takes no excuses. If you are filing electronically, you may encounter heavy traffic online. The IRS expects to exceed last year's record of 53 million e-file returns. A lot of people.
Not the people. It's a battle over ballots.
My God, do they need Tracy Neal back?
I can't wait to get out of this man's suit and get home into something relaxing. Nice capri pants.
I want to slip into my house.
A little Shirley Temple. Nice. Okay, Channel 4, NBC 4 at 11.
Okay.
They did the same thing, and they waited 7 minutes in, just story and B-roll.
Some local post offices are doing a brisk business tonight as people rush to meet the tax filing deadline. This was the scene tonight.
Gee, Doreen, you don't sound bored.
Post office in the Northeast.
Well, this is the beginning of this. This is Doreen Gensler.
I was thinking the exact same thing.
She's doing the news.
Listen how bored she is.
Listen to this.
Some local post offices are doing a brisk business tonight as people rush to meet the tax filing deadline. This was the secret.
Honey,
he's barely getting it out.
Would it kill you? Would it kill you to sell the story? Would it kill you? Jesus Christ.
Sell the story, Doreen.
Doreen.
Darling.
Some local post offices are doing a brisk business tonight as people rush to meet the tax filing deadline. Mm. This was the scene tonight at the National
What's wrong, Doreen?
Post office.
Thinking about elective surgery?
About 20 post offices.
Reminiscing about elective surgery.
Open until midnight.
Visions of Wendy Rieger dancing in your head? A younger woman taking your job?
Coming up in the broadcast, Maryland State Police.
Oh, shut up, Grady.
Now, if you want to go to a bonus cut here.
Jim Vance, the anchorman who looks like Grady from Stanford and Son.
More and more every year.
Cut three is a wonderful promo featuring Krebs, Harrison, and Kira.
Oh, my God. All right. Now, let me just give a background to people around the country that don't know what we're talking about.
Everybody
Krebs
has to
and Harrison. All right. Yeah, I will give Curine a bit of a pass, but I will tell you, Krebs and Harrison in my opinion, the worst.
It's a promo for the morning show on the NBC station where they all sit around and talk about how great.
And why are we so critical? Because they're jammed down our throat every single day.
But this is so generic. This is like it is in every TV market in America.
I'm sure.
Where they get the people, the principals to sit around and say how great everybody
is this
else
is. Jim Vance told me.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Listen
here we go.
Listen to this wisdom. Get ready to stop it, too.
I think it's a comfort level, really, more than anything else. Trust and comfort.
People are waking up. They want to know what's going on.
There you
People
go. There it is. That's a brilliant, brilliant insight from Barbara Harrison.
People are waking up. They want to know what's going on.
Duh.
They want to have some consistency and reliability.
We've got a great crew. And most of us have been together for the full 10 years.
And because of that, I think
10
that's
years
where
getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Jim Vance once said to me, we must never forget we are guests in their homes.
Yes, and that's what's on the statue of Jim Vance.
We try to maintain.
Dun, dun, dun.
Working for you,
Jim Vance.
Storm Team 4.
Jim Vance once said to me, we must never forget. And we climb the mountain and, you know, get bent.
Dun, 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 dun. When people get up in the morning, they want to know what's happening.
You even put it better than she did. She put it more simply than that.
Yeah. Hey, Doreen, baby.
Some local post offices are doing a brisk business tonight as people rush to meet the tax filing deadline.
Honey, honey, I don't know if you got a consultant there at Channel 4, but listen to this. Listen to your delivery. Listen to your cadence.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I realize that you're reading the news, but it's one of those bridge stories. You're bridging it between segments. Listen to this, Doreen. You sound like... My name is Doreen, and I hate my job. I've been sitting here next to Grady from Stanford and Son for years, and I just read endlessly off the teleprompter. It wouldn't matter what it said right now.
The local post offices are doing a brisk business tonight as people rush to meet the tax filing deadline. This was the scene tonight at the Nashville Capital Station Post Office in Northeast Washington. About 20 post
offices. Well, you know what? We criticize it. We talk about them. Imagine having to do it.
To accommodate.
How many years do you have this story?
Yeah, but for her, it's challenging.
Yeah, and they're reading the news.
Well, come on, Doreen.
Reading the prompter. And, yeah. When we've done our TV work, I tell you, there's nothing Don and I like more than a teleprompter. It's the best. Isn't teleprompting, isn't that just about the easiest thing in the world?
Oh, yeah. It is. Yeah. That's why it's Doreen Gensler.
Memorizing scripts, wrong guys.
That's the broad's name. You know, that's why you're looking, you're reading. Just put a little emotion into it.
Absolutely.
Even if you're not feeling it. You know what I mean? Like, for instance, I could read this like this. HBO, PPB, Boxing, The Next Era Begins, the Saturday, April 17th. You want to hear that? No. HBO, PPB, Boxing, The Next Era Begins.
Right.
Hey, a bunch of dumb people are down at the post office at midnight tonight.
Look at these saps.
Look at these dummies.
Right.
Tards in the news, Jim.
I think there'd be room for one local TV station.
What do you think, Grady?
To go with the Daily Show format.
Mm-hmm. Seriously.
They do that in L.A. Right?
Hold on.
They
do?
The UPN station has News with Attitude.
Really? We've got a break. We're not even beginning to get to the stations that really sent people out to the post office to cover this breaking news
last night.
Can
you play one quick clip while we're still doing NBC4?
Okay.
Cut 4 is Arch Campbell, who, again, we have discussed on this program in the past as horrible. And I want you to hear how he covered The Apprentice.
All right.
This is so typical Arch.
The worthless film critic
right
at Channel 4.
Well, Bill Rancic is The Apprentice.
And that was disappointing news to Kwame Jackson's friends who watched the finale in Northwest TV.
You know what this is like?
Wake up!
This is serious.
God!
Channel 4, your Xanax station.
Maybe that's it.
Listen to this.
Hey, Arch Campbell is there with more. Arch.
I am in a room full of sad people, Jim and Doreen. Eric Amos's rec room, and we're all just sick about The Apprentice tonight.
It was the worst thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. As you know, the contest of Bill versus Kwame came down to Bill.
Let me explain. This is the guy who is the film reviewer for Channel 4.
Yes, so you say.
And here's what they have him doing tonight. As it turns out, there was a worse job than going down to the post office.
Really?
To stand with the idiots. Of the
going to somebody's
money.
Living room to watch television?
He went to, because Kwame from The Apprentice, I guess, has friends here. They go
went to
school.
College.
Went to college. Anyway, Arch Campbell, the reporter guy, and I use that word loosely, they send him to the house of a guy who's a friend of Kwame's.
Uh-huh.
He's not a relative. Right. He's not his brother. He's not his brother-in-law.
And technically, even though there's really no real connection, but it's like going to the loser's locker room.
Right.
Yeah, except he's not even in the loser's locker room.
Right.
Because he's three steps removed.
He's in the friend of the loser's locker room.
Right.
A little sad news for this group of Kwame's college friends. Let's see the reaction.
Oh! Oh!
Boo, Arch.
They moaned when Kwame lost, partly because of Omarosa. Now, minutes ago, Donald Trump reacted to tonight's finale. Here's what the Don
Arch
had to say.
I was leaning a little bit toward Bill. I'm a...
You know, and that segment only works if at the very end they get so upset that they set Arch afire.
Some local post offices are doing a brisk business tonight as people rush to meet the tax filing deadline.
Really? Now, you said, we did a test with Channel 4's Doreen Gensler.
Uh-huh.
Before the 11 p.m. news, in her Good Day Herbal Tea, we put 5 Xanax pills. Can you tell a difference?
The broadcast Maryland State Police took to the sky today to try to find out.
No, that's his style. Right. I'll give him a free pass.
Where's Doreen on the pills?
Some local post offices are doing a brisk business tonight as people rush to meet the tax filing deadline. This was the scene tonight at the National Capital Station post office in Northeast Washington. About 20 post offices and processing centers in our...
She seems sad.
And here's the thing.
Very sad.
Yeah. We obviously were tipsy yesterday.
Right.
You know, with Buzz's absence.
Yeah. But this woman may be medicated.
Yeah, what if you said, Channel 4 announces... The gravest danger to our children, prescription medication. In an unprecedented move, 4, on your side, Channel 4, the team you can believe in. You want to see the effects? Doreen Gensler had 2 Valium tablets before filing this report.
Some local post offices are doing a brisk business tonight as people rush to meet the tax filing deadline. This was the scene tonight at the National Capital Station post office in Northeast Washington. About 20 post offices and processing centers in our area.
Kids,
staying open until midnight.
Don't let this be you.
The rush of last-minute tax filers.
And incidentally, kids...
Almost whispering.
Yeah. Don't be concerned about that lazy eye of Doreen's. That has nothing to do with the Valium she's been taking.
Not at all, but it won't help either.
Oh, God. Do we have time to just check with Joe very quickly?
Reluctantly, here's Don and Mike.
Oh, thanks, Dude Walker. Oh, here we go. Because we're running very late in this break. To give you a taste, though, of what's happening with New York, here is... Well, let's do the intro.
Live from Madison Square Garden in New York City, the Duke of Pay-Per-View, Joe Artinger.
Joe!
Don.
And Mike.
Don and Mike.
And Buzz.
And Buzz and Rob A.
Are you at Madison Square Garden, Joe?
I am on the corner of 8th and West 33rd.
Hey, Joe.
Now, Joe, you're there for the HBO pay-per-view boxing. The next era begins.
That's right.
Tomorrow, and live from MSG, it's a night of title fights starting at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, 8 Eastern Standard Time, 6 Pacific.
That's right.
HBO pay-per-view.
Don, did you know there have been 25 heavyweight title bouts held at Madison Square Garden since 1916?
Why don't you do this with your British accent?
No!
No!
Joe?
No, it's gorgeous up here in New York. I don't know how it is in D.C., but it is a gorgeous New York day.
Joe, you sound as excited and motivated as I've ever heard you. Are you excited?
Well, yeah. New York City, I mean, it's got the electricity. It's the city that never sleeps.
Oh, God.
Joe.
Thank you.
Joe, will there be anybody for you to interview today there at Madison Square Garden with HBO?
I had Bert Sugar at 3:30, but he hasn't popped in yet, so maybe
that's
after the break he'll pop in. Do you want him? We could have some fun with him.
Oh, could we really?
You know who he is, don't you?
Yeah, of course we know who Bert.
See the guy that wears the hat?
I don't think you can have fun with him. Razors and turpentine.
Mm-hmm.
We met him in Las Vegas.
Yeah, we passed on him in Las Vegas.
Oh, okay.
You know what, Joe, I think just as a nod to the folks at HBO pay-per-view, you should, every time they bring a guest by, do an interview, whether or not it's on the air.
Well, that's what we were going to do anyway. Here he is right now.
Oh, well, then, hold on. Let me give you a quick intro here, Joe.
Just telling jokes.
Joe, you hold on. I'll play your intro.
Bert Sugar, everybody.
Hold on. You'll have 1 minute, Joe. Here you go.
The comedy stars of the Alan Line One Radio Funhouse.
Okay.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. Revenge.
Things going on. Bert Sugar, it's good to have you here.
No, Joe, hold on.
Good to be anywhere.
Joe, yes, wait for your intro. Joe, hold on. Here we go.
With the Don and Mike Show pay-per-view boxing beat, Sugar Joe Artinger.
Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, yep. Greetings, everybody, live from Madison Square Garden. My guest is Bert Sugar. Bert, how are you today?
Well, it's another day, so I made it, so I'm okay.
Another beautiful day in New York. Tell me, how important is this fight Saturday
night? Within historical context, very.
Yeah?
Not necessarily because it's going to be a great fight. It's a big fight.
See, a handsome man, Joe?
By, the two heavyweight fights. Because when Lennox Lewis retired...
And what color shirt is he wearing, Joe?
Daughter brought down...
one of the cats. In
is he wearing a hat?
Was born in her closet.
Right.
And she said the body.
Is he wearing any gold chains?
Heavyweight division fell
apart. How's his breath?
Right. When Lennox Lewis retired. So we have four champions in 3 weeks.
Joe?
These two fights, Ruiz Oquendo.
Joe, tell him there's an emergency.
And Galata are very important to the
yeah, have to break.
Of Lennox Lewis.
Tell him you love sugar.
You know, I love sugar. What cigar are you smoking there?
This is somebody once described my usual cigar as a Lawrence Welk, which is a piece of crap with a
hey,
band
Joe,
around it.
Ask him if he thinks you're free.
Cuban. And it's not that I'm supporting Cuba. I'm hoping to burn everything Castro has to the ground by smoking.
Joe, you got
to
jump in.
Cute?
Do I think you're cute? I can't see you behind the mic with these glasses.
Tell him you like good powdered
you
sugar.
You got more hair on your chin than I have on my head.
How about that?
Tell him you like powdered sugar.
I like powdered sugar.
Yes. Well, everybody, listen, I get called all kinds of names. So anything you want to call me is fine.
Call him Sugar Butt.
So what is it that appeals to you about the...
Say, hey, Sugar Butt.
Hey, Sugar Butt. I like the big gloves they wear.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's boxing.
The sweat and the blood.
That's Joe's analysis of boxing.
Joe, ask if he'll take you to dinner.
It is fun. You ever been close to a heavyweight championship fight?
I will be tomorrow night. How about you take me to dinner?
Are we putting a group together tomorrow?
All right. Where at? Where
well, we're not sure yet. We're going to...
Hey, Joe, it sounds like you might be
there. You know, I saw right across the street there is a Nathan's with a KFC in the same room.
Well,
how about
not,
that?
They're all not right sure what they're all saying. Right.
Joe, we're leaving you now.
Pub.
Bye,
if
Joe.
I had
bye,
my
Joe
life to live over, I'd live in an Irish pub.
You can keep talking to him. I'm
thank, you, thank you for putting up with me.
Hey, thanks. Anytime. Come see me again. See you at dinner.
We're going to have dinner. That's you, right. you do drink, do you?
Oh, kidding?
I just wanted to know because that seems to be the only reason we're going out for dinner.
Right on.
Hey, that live is from the Big Apple.
I hope that date happens.
Yeah.
Joe and Bert Sugar. Not a chance.
Come on.
Well, it's been an honor. Thanks a lot. But we'll see you ringside.
What are you wearing, Joe?
Blue shirt, blue jeans.
T-shirt?
No, it's a sweatshirt style type thing.
I don't know. What you normally wear?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right, thank you.
So you look like Shaggy again.
All right.
Oh,
hey,
of course.
Joe, I came up with something that I think will be unique for you.
Uh-huh.
When you're doing this, if you could just, we're going to go to break like now because we're running so, just say, Ardinger, out!
Ardinger, out!
No, but you got to sell it because this is a totally original concept, which will be your new slogan trademark sign-off.
All right, the Don and Mike Show will be right back. Ardinger out.
No, Joe.
No, like, you want him to scream it?
Yeah, just, you know. Ardinger out.
I mean, Ardinger out.
I've heard it somewhere before. I can't put
I
my finger on where I've
heard it. The most energy you can get out of him.
You think that's it?
Well, try it one more time, Joe. See if you can surprise us.
Pretend.
Ardinger out.
Pretend you're Ryan Seacrest. Okay, now the secret tag. I've stolen this idea from Ryan Seacrest.
Oh, no.
Really?
So say it, Joe.
Ardinger out.
That's all we're going to get.
Okay. Thanks, Joe.
Bye, Joe.
See you after break.
Maybe.
Don and Mike Show, and we're going to break. Ardinger out.
Don't count on it. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. WKFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Young lady, what do you want to do with your life?
I want to live in a van down by the river.
Well, you'll have plenty of time to live in a van down by the river when you're living in a van down by the river.
The Don and Mike Show. Stay listening. The Don and Mike Show.
Right, right. Oh, I got my wife on the line. Give me a moment. Darling.
Hi, Boo. Yeah.
Yeah, listen. We're going to Las Vegas this weekend for my brother's wedding.
I know.
And I am hoping that you will bring the same tape recorder that you used on the cruise ship.
Oh, yeah.
Because then you can get, like, tape of Jimmy getting married to
excellent
to Marnie.
That's great.
And whatever happens at dinner. And
I know. And did Jimmy tell you he's got quite a little crew coming?
Oh, really?
Oh, no, there are going to be more people.
Oh, besides us? Who?
Yes, it's going to be us and the number of Wisconsinites.
Aye, aye, aye.
Oh, so it's a whole big group of people coming out.
Yeah.
And it's, I think it's her step-parents, in-laws. I don't know. It can't be her in-laws. That would be, you know.
Gets better. Gets better and better.
There you go. You'll have lots of people to talk to.
And the godparents of Jimmy's daughter. And, and their friends. And so there will be quite a group.
Wow. That'll almost be like when you and I got married. We'll be the only people on Jimmy's side.
Oh, no, Jimmy's got friends coming.
I mean, but family. You know,
that's true.
At my wedding, the only people that sat on my side were the people from the radio station.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because my parents are nuts.
Oh, that's right. Right.
Nobody in the family went to our wedding.
Well,
really?
You were a little nuts in that regard, too, because you told me that you sent them all invitations and you didn't.
Well, I hate them. I hate them. I hated them then. They hate me. We've worked it out.
The invitations that I thought were going out to a lot of them.
Well, either way.
Did you just destroy them?
Yeah.
You threw them away?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
For the best.
Yeah, of course it was.
Why not start a nice, open, honest relationship?
Well, you know, listen, it's almost like, you know, with my family, it's like I'm watching some dumb show like Everybody Loves Raymond.
Right.
And I see, what's her name, the girl that hates us, Patty.
Right.
And she's screaming at whatever this episode is, she's screaming at the teacher saying, you don't know what it's like being in this house with this family. You don't know what these people will do to you. You know what they're like. It's like, this was, how long, 23 years ago, I got Frieder to marry me. I'm thinking.
You got her to marry you.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm thinking.
By pretending he was normal.
There's no way. Absolutely no way. I kept the contact with my parents to a minimum. Besides, this is when I was going through all, you know, phase number one of the many problems with my parents. But, God, that was the last thing I needed. It was them crashing and...
What would you advise the young Mikey Source now if you could go back in time, much like Scrooge does when he goes and sees himself in the past? What would you advise him? Would you say maybe be with your bride? Let her know. Don't invite your family, but
no. It worked out. I would do it the same way.
Sometimes
it worked out.
I would do it the same way. You know me.
Come on. You wouldn't change a thing.
I would not. It all worked out. You know, go with your gut.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And honey, there you go. Proof again. I only wish that the weather people was perfect as I am.
That's great, though, for somebody to say that to you. You know, if you could go back and look at it, would you change anything? And to know that you would not.
Yeah, but
then I'd rewrite the whole goddamn script.
I would not.
I'd fire the director. I'd change the script.
That's it.
I'd recast it. I'd relocate the shooting.
Hell, I did. I bounced a check on our honeymoon. I bounced the check that I wrote for our honeymoon.
Yeah, that was the worst part.
What?
That wasn't even the worst thing you did.
Oh, it was your check.
It was my forged check.
Oh, we were almost married.
Oh, my God. You think there should have been some red flags for me.
Yeah, but look how great things have worked out. Come on now, look at this. You're happy, right? I'm happy.
But I would not advise if I were going back in time, I'd say, you know, to that young girl, wake up.
Yeah, and you know, that young girl, if that was you way back then right now, that young girl, I bet, would probably be washing clothes with rocks
down
by a river somewhere,
right.
waiting for Paul Bunyan to come back home, and praying that someday you might get to drive in one of these things called an automobile. Instead of whatever.
Because I'm such a loser that you're the only one that would have had me. Thank you, my darling.
Well, I mean, no, you're not a loser. You're a winner. But let's face it, honey, darling, I'm a winner, too. In the way that the corporate world keeps score, I'm a winner.
Everybody wins.
I'm a winner, and I'm a bigger winner than any of those other loads you married.
It's a win-win.
You've got to admit it.
Anybody else
you would have married. I mean, that you would have married, or that you dated.
Mrs. Frieda Kaur.
Because they didn't have me on their team. You don't even understand why you're a winner.
I don't know.
Now we're all confused.
This is leading into, you know, behind every great man, there's a
That's
great woman.
That's right. Mm. There you go.
That's what that leads. I don't doubt this.
They didn't marry as well as you did. It's not my fault.
Baby, listen, I told you the line that I steal with my wife from a movie, really, that I mean is in Jack Nicholson, in that movie where he's like borderline hard ADD.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you mean As Good As It Gets?
Yeah, where he says to Helen Hunt, you know, you make me want to be a better person.
Absolutely.
A better man.
It's a great line.
Yeah.
One of my favorite lines in a movie.
And
I thought you were going to tell me your other favorite. I don't even know what movie it's from. These are the A's of Me.
Oh, that's from Jerry Maguire. And that's
the ABCs of Me.
That's when I'm mad. That's when I'm mad at her. That's when I say that I have, you know, listen, the, you know, all the things that you
How's
hate.
How's she doing with that alphabet anyway?
She's okay with that alphabet.
That's good.
Yeah.
She's
no,
okay with it.
I'd renew my vows. I'd stand right up there with Jimmy and his bride if you wanted to this weekend.
Frida, do you think you've mastered your ABCs?
I know the ABCs, and I just give them up. I'm illiterate.
Darling, and listen, you had a chance to renew the vows in what I think is the most romantic, mythical spot on earth, Memphis, Tennessee, at Graceland. We could have done it with our good friends Rob and Carrie, yet for some reason, why didn't she want to go to Memphis to get remarried?
Or she hates me.
She hates Rob. You didn't want to go to renew our vows down there. I had it all set up to do it in the Elvis Chapel.
Right.
How great would that have been?
No, that's all right.
I'd have anything better.
That's all right. I'll pass. I'll wait for a real romantic time.
All right, well, maybe it'll be this weekend.
I'm sure that there's... that you and Rob didn't renew your vows when you were down there in my stead.
We did it so many
ways. You're going to be in Vegas. You guys can do any of that stuff on a whim. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
You can drive through and do it.
Sure we could. Although, you know, listen, we're already married.
But I mean, renewing the vows is big business out in Vegas.
All right, well...
That's why people go to the Little White Chapel and stuff like that.
Right. Yeah, see.
Is that where we're going?
If we're going?
Where's his wedding?
Well, let's just announce it on the radio.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not announcing anything because I really, truly don't know.
It's at one of those joints. Is one of those places with neon signs and the big ringing bells that go back and forth?
Well, I'm going to bring my camera, too.
All right, bring your camera.
The tape recorder.
Bring the tape recorder, and then we'll have the tape on Monday.
Okay,
fantastic.
Good.
And finally, you're going to experience why I love Las Vegas.
Once again, we share nothing in common.
Is this your first trip, Frida?
Right.
Wow.
I don't have any desire. I mean, I don't have the gambling gene. When we gambled when we were on board ship, I'd want to lose my money just so it could be done.
Yeah. It's the lifestyle.
That's me.
It's the Vegas lifestyle.
That's right, baby. Right.
I felt the same way, Frida, but I loved it there.
Well, you know, the lifestyle, what's our stay-up time till, darling? Like 10 o'clock?
Out there? Doesn't matter in Vegas.
No clocks on the wall in Vegas, my friend.
We don't live any lifestyle. We live the boring lifestyle.
But even when we're in Vegas, and because, you know, I'm an old man and I like to go to bed early, I like to get up early. Even with that, though, I managed to squeeze a lot of fun into Las Vegas.
You know, since it's your wife's first time, allow me to make some introductory quotes. For some of my close associates out there.
Jacqueline Vargas.
Jacqueline Vargas. A nice tour of the Venetian. Perhaps, you know, you really, if you'd like a romantic... Oh, no, you're going to kill me.
Oh, no.
If you'd like something really romantic out at the Venetian, they have the canals out there.
We only have one night, Mark.
And you can...
We only have one. My brother's wedding night.
You can go on a gondola ride.
Not enough time.
Shut up.
God. A gondola ride.
It's a shame you're not staying on the East Coast, where you could meet up with Vic Tiffany.
Vic Tiffany, Jacqueline Vargas, both good people.
Yeah. All right, baby, bring the tape recorder. We'll hear that on Monday.
And don't think I haven't noticed how anxious you've been for me not to go with you.
Oh. Again, you know, this is where, you can never win when you're a man.
That's true.
You can never win. What was she saying today?
Once is polite, like multiple times is.
Here she is. She says, I've just got so much to do, blah, 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 blah. I got so much to do, blah, blah, blah. I have no time. I'm working. I'm doing this other stuff. I'm doing this for you. I can't do this, blah, blah, blah. I have no time to do, blah, 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 blah. Everything is piling up on me at work. They want me to work too many times. I'm working full time now. They want me to work so much. And they said to her, if you've got all this to do, if you've got all this crap to do this weekend, don't go to Vegas.
First of all, I don't think I said all that. I was paying bills at home and had a bunch to do at home. I don't like doing the crappy stuff at home. Who does? But the other thing is, you've got a bunch of work to do. Well, stay home and do the crappy work. Don't come with me for the little vacation for the guests.
You know, you're impossible to make happy. Here's the thing with you. Now that you're back out there, you're getting it done. You know, you're working.
Mm-hmm.
You're taking these classes.
You're baby stepping.
You're doing all this stuff. I mean, listen, and I mean this seriously. You're a 48-year-old woman. You've been out of... No, honey, hold on. Let me get to the point here.
Thanks for working my age in there.
No, but there's a point. You're getting back out in the workforce. Look what you did. You son of a bitch. Look what you did. You went out. You got a job. You not only got a job. Am I not speaking out of school? I'm not saying anything. Don't they want to hire you full time?
Well, yeah, because I'm a good employee. You
right.
Know?
So listen, I'm
Walmart's most valued greeter.
So I'm saying to her, I'm proud of you. Go get it. And because she's doing all this stuff at work and taking these classes, she's busy. So all she's saying, she's got all this stuff to do. I just said, listen, I know you don't even like Las Vegas. Only gonna be there for 24 hours.
Don't stress yourself out.
If you don't want to worry about it, she goes, no, it's okay. At home, she doesn't say this to me. At home, she doesn't say,
right.
Oh, you obviously want to go with that. You know what she says at home? And this is where she says I turn things around. She does. You know what she said to me at home?
What?
That's so sweet. That's so nice. I appreciate it.
I thought about it a little while.
Oh. You said that's so sweet and so nice. I appreciate it. I love you. But I'm going to go because I want to be with you because you like Las Vegas. And I said, great. End of discussion. It's not like I've been walking around the last 5 days.
But then, you know, then when I was just thinking, I thought, maybe he doesn't want to go because what if he's comped? What if we're greeted? What if he's like a big roller there? You know, like on the cruise ship? I never saw the bill, so I don't know how much was actually gambled.
That's right.
Exactly. That's right.
Tens of right. thousands of dollars.
Right. Yes.
Not a
right.
lot. I don't know. It was like $500.
Mm-hmm. I think I would be willing to wager. This is where I do like to bet. I bet that it's more than that.
It's a little more.
Yeah, right.
How much you want to bet?
Well, the way
that's what got you in trouble in the first place.
Anything you're bragging about, you got to triple, and anything you're downplaying with me, you got to, you know, you got to take a quarter of it. So I'd say 4 times 500. I'd say you probably spent 2,000.
You're a big loser. The bill is in my bag. Underneath the cardboard strip on the bottom of it, that thing
next to the kangaroo.
Go right in there and look. $800.
What cardboard strip?
Exactly.
What did you tuck it inside in a hidden compartment in your bag?
No, it's like a shoulder bag.
Uh-huh.
And on the inside, it has...
secret compartment by the cardboard
strip.
No,
it's not a secret compartment. It's a thing that makes it flat.
Right.
It's a thing that's inside this bag. It comes in most bags, like in a leather store, even
right.
in a vinyl bag.
Most all bags do that.
It's got a piece of cardboard, and they've surrounded it with a plastic, and it sits on the bottom like it's a little
sure.
floor
yeah.
for the bag.
It's a little stabilizer.
Reinforcement.
And that day when they came by with the bill, when we had been on the ship, and I saw, $800 for gambling.
And that's when you hid it under the cardboard strip.
Right.
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 There you go.
Hiding or keeping it from getting wrinkled.
Yes, Buzz.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's it.
That's
thank you.
It
all right, thanks.
All right, goodbye, Boo Boo.
I love you. And don't forget your tape recorder.
All right.
Goodbye.
I see.
Goodbye.
You guys are going to have a great time in Vegas.
Yeah. Impossible to please. Absolutely impossible to please.
I think really the rule of thumb, but who am I to give any advice?
Oh, we listen.
The rule of thumb should be, you know, oh, please come with me. I want you. I want you to come with me under any circumstances.
Yeah. Well, I've normally said that to her,
yeah.
you know, but it's like after a while, Jesus,
right.
either come or don't come. I don't care. If you come, it'll be great. If you don't come, it's okay. So, but she'll come out there and she'll have a good time. She'll find out why I love Las Vegas so.
Mm-hmm. The Vegas lifestyle, which we all love.
Yes. We do. Oh, man. Sport Jacket City.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I call it. It's a veritable house of big league threads.
There's nothing
Hello.
Quite like it.
Hey, and here he is now.
And he's there.
Of,
yay.
Speaking of the happy bride and groom-to-be, Jimmy.
Yeah, man.
So, wedding plans still on for tomorrow?
Yeah, they're still on. I didn't cancel yet.
Okay. Now, listen, we were just talking to Frida on the air, and I had no idea. I guess you had a conversation with her. How many other people are coming out there for this thing?
Her mom and dad are coming from California. Harry and Lori are already here, and then they got two friends that are here. So there should be like 10 of us.
Wow.
Jimmy, how you doing? You sound a little tired.
No, we just got done eating and wasting some money at Terrible. We're going over to Hard Rock right now.
Uh-huh. All right, you animal.
Man.
Have you gambled at all?
Yeah.
What's been, you know, you said you lost some money. I mean, have you really gambled? What's been the game of choice?
I'm just playing the slots, you know. Marty's playing that video poker stuff. I watched Harry. Harry's playing, you know, big money blackjack and stuff.
Wow.
So
Harry's real lucky. You'll meet him. He's real lucky.
So
I guess just yesterday he was up $1,000.
Wow.
And while all of this
I was only up 200.
That's not bad.
Up 200 based on your slot play?
Yeah.
So when you're out there having a good time, does it ever just dawn on you that, oh, yeah, that's right, I'm getting married tomorrow?
Yeah, that's been happening quite often. I can't believe it.
Are you excited?
Yeah. Yeah.
We understand.
That's not
She's sitting right next to me, too, so.
She's sitting right next to me.
Yeah, we understand.
I got you. So, so you don't want to back out of it?
No, I'm not going to back out of it.
But the
well, she's a good woman.
The thought is not even...
Yeah, there seems to be some hesitation in you today, Jimmy.
No!
A little bit.
Now, what is it? Is it that you're nervous, or is it that you're... Have you been drinking or anything?
No, I had a few beers yesterday, but...
So did I.
You know. Well, that's good.
So did Mike. So did Bud.
We all did.
We all did.
That's for sure.
So,
yeah,
anyway.
I drink a little bit later on today because, you know, it's really cool, man. I'm sitting there playing the slots, and this chick with your cleavage comes over and says, drinks?
Yeah.
Yeah, give me a beer.
That's Vegas.
Just throw a buck, man.
Absolutely free.
That's right. I mean, alcoholic's paradise.
And how is the weather out in Las Vegas?
Oh, it's nice. Today it's, I don't know, 75 degrees.
That's great.
Sunny, breeze, you know, it's great. But you know what really sucks, though?
What?
Is back home in Wisconsin, it's supposed to be 80 degrees, too. And I was hoping it was going to be colder than a well digger's ass.
Yeah.
Well,
of course.
A boy can't have everything on his
wedding. That's a new one, incidentally.
On his wedding weekend.
A well digger's ass. Yeah. I'm going to remember that one.
Probably cold.
Either way, we're getting there tomorrow morning, so we'll see you guys. Are you coming to the airport? Do you want us to go to the hotel or what?
No, I'm going to pick you guys up. You got the rental car, man. I was going to pick you and free up. I was going to meet you when you guys leap off the plane.
Outstanding.
Then I was going to whisk you away to get your luggage.
In style.
Then I was going to whisk you away to your hotel.
We'll be, Jimmy will be carry-on luggage, so you can whisk us right to the hotel.
Then, all right, which hotel are you staying at?
Well, let's announce that on the radio. How about tomorrow? Now, here's one thing that...
Why not everybody knows where I'm staying? Why not where you're staying?
Have you gotten any calls, Jimmy?
No, why?
I was just curious.
No.
You probably
Nobody cares who I am.
Oh, please don't be this dumb, Jimmy. It's going to be your wedding weekend. You don't want to have to do that thing where you have to tell them at the front desk that you're Adam Sandler. Because you might have to. You might have to give them a fake name because all of our crazy, nutty listeners.
Kooky crazy listeners. Try to call you.
Okay, so tomorrow, here was my question. When Frieda arrived, I think we get there like at 10:30 Las Vegas time. Your wedding's at 4, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so did you want to hang between 10 and 4? I mean, did you want to do anything manly? You know,
yeah, it don't matter. I plan on hanging out with you.
If you're reading between the lines here, if you wanted some adult masculine entertainment,
mm-hmm.
Whatever I got planned.
Yeah, I'm hanging out with you tomorrow.
Are you going to bring all the guys, Jimmy? Will they like that kind of
thing? I don't know. Harry's too much into gambling. Plus, you know, wait till you see Harry. He's riding one of them little go-kart things around. He walks with a cane and stuff, so he can't get around too good.
Oh, boy.
You know.
Sounds like fun.
Okay.
Well, he's a great guy, but he's a little crippled.
Now, is Harry he's a little crippled.
He's a great guy.
He's the one that won that $1 million a couple months ago here in Wisconsin.
Wow.
Wow, you would have think you would have gotten something to fix that cripple. I mean, you take $1 million.
Is Harry the father of your bride-to-be?
No.
Harry's just your friend.
He's Rachel's godparent.
Oh, okay. All right.
And you remember that as my brother's daughter.
Right.
From the other time he was married, which was on our show.
That's correct.
12 years ago. Mm-hmm. All right, dude. Yep. Well, Frieda's ready. I hope you don't mind. We're going to bring a tape recorder with us so we can get
tape recorder.
Yeah, we're going to get some of the sounds and play them back on the show on Monday.
Really?
Yeah, come on. Is that okay?
Yeah, I remember last time I got married, you did that, played that stuff from the bachelor party, and somebody got pretty pissed off.
The ex-wife, right?
Yeah,
right.
Well, there'd be none of that, because any of that stuff that goes on, Frieda won't be around for.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right, dude.
I think you guys are going to have a great time.
It'll be fine.
Okay. Are you sure about this?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay.
Positive, without a doubt.
There you go.
Yeah, all right, there you go. You almost sound like Doreen Gensler there for a second.
Jimmy, are you going to be wearing a tuxedo?
No. I'm just going to be wearing nice slacks, nice shirt, and a tie.
Sandals.
So you might want to get a picture of that.
Okay.
There you go.
Don, you're going to have to help me tie my tie, too.
No problem. Hey, you never get... You know, there's another problem with our incredibly dysfunctional family.
Nobody knows how to not tie a tie.
No, there's never a masculine figure to tell us how to tie a tie. You know how I finally learned how to tie a tie?
Oh.
And I'm sure you don't even remember, Mike. It was the Holiday Inn Andrews Air Force Base. We're doing a Las Vegas show. Like when we worked at WAVA. Like, yeah, right.
Okay.
And I said to you, hey, tie this tie for me.
And I stood in back of you and tied your tie?
You said something like, you faggot, you don't know how to tie.
I remember that.
You don't know how to tie a tie. And I said, no one's ever taught me.
A lot of guys don't.
And Mike said, watch, it's very simple.
Mm-hmm.
Over, around, through, pull it through, knot it up.
Dimple.
Two times, mm-hmm. I had it aced.
You nailed
it. You don't know. My entire adult life, I've had like 8 ties that had all been tied. And I would just take them all
right.
around
right.
my neck
do that.
And just leave them hanging on the hook.
I have no idea.
Because I could never tie them.
But now I remember that. I got a few clip-ons, but Barney said it wouldn't be classy wearing a clip-on.
No, you don't want to wear a clip-on.
There you go.
You know.
Do either of you know how to tie a bow tie?
I do not. And I have tried, and I do not.
Nor do I.
It is very, very hard. I have tried, and I have failed.
All right, Jimmy, I'm going to... what do you think? I'm going to wear a suit.
How are you?
Is that cool with you?
Hey, that's cool. We're T-shirt and shorts if you want.
I also want to learn how to tie a Windsor knot. That's a goal of mine. I've never learned that one.
Oh, yeah.
And the Windsor knot to me is the best tie knot you can have.
Jimmy, what are your thoughts on the Windsor knot?
How do you feel about that, Jimmy?
I don't even know what a Windsor knot is.
Atta
and
boy.
I wear a tie maybe once every 3 years.
All right, that's good.
Will one of those times be tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right.
First time in probably 3 years.
Tie, some nice lats, a nice shirt.
Sounds like it's going to be a magical weekend.
Some nice friends. Mm-hmm. Beautiful wedding tomorrow.
Yep.
All right. Well, listen, you damn dummy. We love you. And
okay, you moron.
We will see you we will see you tomorrow morning.
Hey, what did they always... You know, they used to call you Moose.
Now it's dream of consciousness.
Coming back to him now.
Again, yes. This is what my parents used to call... My parents used to call him the damn dummy, uh-huh. and they would call me Big Moose.
Big Moose?
Hey, Big Moose.
They say crap bone.
Crap bone?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, what great parents.
I just remembered that one.
There's the love.
What great parents we have. All right, I'll talk to you later.
Okay, we'll see you tomorrow morning, huh?
See you then, huh?
All right.
Have fun, Jimmy.
Enjoy the buffet.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye. See you later. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Off to the Hard Rock.
You know, while we were in tie, you know, and playing the slots and the Russ or whatever, he's got one of those go-karts.
He's kind of crippled.
I think you got to bring him to the joint, you know.
To the place?
Yeah.
To the girl place?
Yeah, bring him to bring the guy on the Rascal to the girl place.
You know what? As a way to make him not feel self-conscious, why don't you all take Rascals?
We got a break. We'll be right back with Joe from New York.
It's the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Country music sucks. All it does is take precious airspace away from shock DJs whose cruelty and profanity amuse us all.
Shut up, boy.
The Don and Mike Show.
Here's what you do. Go to Rotterdam, then you go to Amsterdam, then you go down the road to my city. That's right. It's a little place called I Don't Give a Damn.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
All right. Hi, Julia.
Hello.
Hi, honey.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Take this square world and blast off for Kicksville.
They are entertaining always. Don and Mike.
Right. Let's see. We got a lot of stuff that we didn't get to today. Oh, brother. Not going to do that today. Not going to do that today. Not going to do that today. Joe's in New York. We'll go to Joe in a second. I can tell you right now, looking at this, we'll have a great show Monday.
Very good.
There's all this stuff that's really good today. Let me just wait till Monday.
It'll keep.
A couple of tapes, though, Robbie, while we wait to go to Joe in New York. And your phone call's coming up, and we do have the Friday favorite today. Where's my list of junk? Two things. If you would please, the tax day,
mm-hmm.
and
tax day with the TV stations.
And listen, here's something. I cannot keep this in my pants, but I'm telling you, we cannot go with this today.
Okay.
I'm just going to give you a treat.
All right.
A sample.
Uh-huh.
Best thing ever.
This is going to have to be like maybe an entire show's worth of listening.
Really?
Yeah. Is it number two? Machine number two. Here we go. Not a joke.
Okay.
Hi, this is Arnold, your training partner.
it is important to begin each exercise session with a few minutes of warm-ups.
Uh-huh.
This will increase your heart rate and pump blood out to your muscles.
Okay, that's all I can play
this
for you.
This will increase your heart rate.
That is all
you
that
tease.
I can play for you now. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, no, what a tease.
Total body workout.
Oh, my God.
We've got it.
We have it.
And Mike,
oh, my God.
You've not listened.
It's old, isn't it?
Yeah. You've not listened until you've heard Arnold count to 30 as he's instructing people to do sit-ups.
5, 5, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
And now the people on TV last night, this is in machine 1, 2, or 3.
This is in number 1, and you want to hear WUSA 9 News at 11?
Now let's just go to Channel 7, the only local station, the ABC station, that actually had some schmuck down at the post office last night.
And you've heard what the other stations have gone with, and we wonder why ABC is a perennial loser. They had at 11:08, they had a live piece with Horace Holmes.
Horace Holmes.
Sure. And they spent over 2 minutes of a 30-minute newscast.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Channel 7 gets the Don and Mike Stupidity Award rolling.
Yay!
53 minutes and counting until the deadline to mail your federal income tax return.
Mm.
And while, of course, you may have done that a long time ago, plenty of people are waiting in line right now to get theirs in. Horace.
A lot of stupid people are waiting to the last moment, and we've sent the reporter who means the least to this station.
That anchor, of course, would be Maureen Bunyan.
Yeah,
she's kicking it to Horace Holmes.
Holmes is live in Clarendon, where an annual Tax Day street party is underway. Horace, what's the celebration all about?
Street party.
Well, it's just... Well, Maureen, I'm contemplating suicide now. This is the worst assignment I've ever had. As a matter of fact, the only thing that's kept me going is I turned on Channel 4 a moment ago and saw that Doreen Gensler appears to be near some kind of overdose.
And Arch Campbell's in somebody's living room.
Easing the pain of having to pay taxes today. We got quite a party. A band just stopped just a minute ago. They're going to change bands and have a new one. This is the post office behind me. And as you can see,
I'm praying
folks
for
out here who are prepared to take your taxes if you haven't paid them yet.
I'm nice timing with the band gone.
Swing around really. And let you see that these guys are out here curbside. As you can see,
this guy Horace Holmes, this poor guy who thinks he's a journalist.
As you can see, there people having a. There's some idiots in back of me having a party.
This guy Horace Holmes, who's gone to journalism school, worked his way up the ladder. Now he's reduced to this. Covering morons.
It's been a night for procrastinators.
At the post office.
All you folks who waited till the last possible second to pay your taxes.
Well, you know, busy.
There's the interview.
The people at the Arlington Post Office, along with the Arlington County Tax Collector.
For me, it's always fun to be where taxes are paid, since I'm the Commissioner of Revenue.
It'll be great if you're doing this. If you're doing this while you're doing the story, like you flash a graphic on, you know. Stupid.
Yeah.
Right over this person.
I love that.
You know, whoever's the person being interviewed. Lazy.
Well, idiot.
I always figure why I wait to the last minute to give the government their money. Well, it's kind of a tradition in our house. We have a party and we say wait to the last minute. Would you like, no matter what they are, where they're from, if they're down there, they're dumb enough to be having a party.
Amen.
Because they're waiting for the last moment.
And the journalist, you know, it's the worst gig in broadcast.
It's worse than being at the airport on Thanksgiving night, don't you think?
Absolutely. Yeah. This is right up there.
Are doing their best to ease the pain.
Kind of like in my subconscious, taxes, it's something that I need to, like, do, but the reality of it probably will not come until September.
A little food, a little music,
a little cyanide,
and a lot of curbside service.
Maureen, here's the deal. You want to reward people.
You know, we're coming out here and picking up the mail. Pay the man.
Maybe not as festive, but the same scene is playing out all over the area in the district at Friendship Heights.
Horace Holmes.
Down in Merrifield.
Dead.
Late, and people are lining up, rushing in, trying to beat the midnight deadline.
It's over with. Again. Till next year.
So there is still hope for all of you very, very last-minute procrastinators out here. These folks will, of course, be out until midnight, and you will get
the banter now.
Postmark, and everything will be nice and legal. Just get out here if you haven't mailed them yet. Reporting live in Clarendon, Horace Holmes, ABC 7 News.
Thanks so much, Horace. Well, we don't know whether you're going to get a refund, but we do know that you are going to see the sun during the next few
days.
Great
segue!
See, and right,
brilliant segue!
What were we talking about before, too? You know, the ball of fire will appear from the sky.
Right. Uh-huh. Absolutely.
Right.
things that concern us here in the nation's capital.
You know what would be refreshing is because I know reporters love to have a FaceTime on television, and they want their reports to be as long as possible. But I think it would be fun if you got that gig or the standing in front of the pile of salt gig in the middle of winter.
Yeah.
If you had the tax gig, just, you know, they cut to you. You say, tax day, deadline, late people, back to you in the studio. And you're done.
Andy, someday on BNB, Buzz News.
Yes.
BNN.
Yes, the Buzz News Network.
That's right.
Buzz News Network, we give you just the facts. And a little sprinkling of opinion.
Uh-huh. I'm Maureen Bunyan, our lead story tonight on Channel 7. While our lead story was originally going to be Doreen Gensler's addition to Xanax, but our lead story tonight, Horace Holmes, dead at the age of 44, after tragically reporting last night on the people at the last minute at the tax day at the post office, he blew his brains out at 1:44 a.m.
Yeah, there he is, Horace Holmes. There he is. That's the body, Maureen. You see it right there at the steps of the post office. He's dead. He said he just couldn't take it anymore. He was tired. He no longer wanted to work in broadcasting, and he thought it would be something special.
People stepping around the corpse to pay their taxes.
Absolutely, and enjoying pizza.
Channel 7 gets the prize. Is Joe ready? Joe, are you ready there?
Oh, he's ready.
I mean, do you have somebody with you right now?
Well, I've got an echo in my earphones, but I've got Evander Holyfield right here on
you
his
do?
Phone. Yeah. He's about to sit down.
All right, well, Holyfield's
a real
guy. I'll give you a second to get that together. I'll give you 60 seconds.
Okay.
I can tell you, before we go to Joe, whatever, work out your problem there, Joe. This is something, I'm not going to have time to get to all the stuff I wanted to talk about today, the stuff that like, John Travolta and Oprah Winfrey are partying together and getting drunk all the time together now that they're 50.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
good for them.
And the fact
that... Does he fly his special jet that he takes from his yard?
There's so much stuff. I could probably talk about this on Monday. Just things that bother me. Paul McCartney and John Lennon and Ringo Starr, they all have houses in Liverpool. Now, John's house is actually great. John's house has been turned into a memorial.
Their original birth home?
Yes, Paul's house has been turned into a memorial. Ringo's home is going to be destroyed over the weekend.
Oh, well. They're bulldozing Ringo's because it's just not worth it.
Just a very quick follow-up here. Dick Clark, diabetes. We had wondered, is it a sellout? Here's the truth. Dick Clark has had what he has called now this life-threatening disease.
Right.
And anybody with diabetes knows that in some situations it
can
is.
Be, yeah.
However, Dick Clark has had diabetes since 1994.
Really?
Now, by my watch, that's 10 years.
Right.
He's waited 10 years until he could make a few shekels.
Find a sponsor.
Right, from getting the sponsor.
Finally found that wonderful diabetes sponsor.
Huh? Bravely announced that, in fact, he's got diabetes.
Dick Clark, so long.
Good for him.
Yeah.
The original metrosexual.
From Miami. A Florida kid, a teenager, is charged with hiring an undercover cop to kill his mom.
Oh, my God.
He instructed the hitman not to damage the family TV.
Oh, wow. When you shoot her, don't break the TV.
And, Mike, you might know something about this community. It's a little bedroom community in Florida called Fort Myers.
Really?
Fort Myers, Florida, arrested the boy. Of course, his name is Carlos. Carlos Chazera, Tuesday, on a charge soliciting to commit a degree murder. He got an undercover cop, said, I want you to go kill my mom.
Mm-hmm.
The cop said, that's fine. The guy said over and over again, I really don't care what you do with her. You just take anything you want. Make it look like a burglary. But whatever you do, leave the television.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Leave the television.
My God, Fort Myers, such a peaceful little community.
Yeah. And listen, the one more thing I got to mention before we go to Joe.
That story leaves me conflicted. So smart, but so stupid.
Now listen to this. This is, I'm going to predict, the next great thing in reality TV.
Okay. The Swan?
No. It's a new show. It's not come on yet.
I'm kidding.
It's coming on in a month. And they're already done shooting the show and filming the show.
Okay.
Now, dig this premise. Everybody likes American Idol because it's a competition. But people like me, I like it for the cruelty factor.
Of course you do.
I really do. William Hung is awful, yet he's turned this into a career.
Yes.
Okay, here's what they did at WB. They say they got a show called Superstar USA. And it's like American Idol. And you're going to get a $10,000 recording contract if you're the winner.
Okay.
And they have celebrity judges.
Mm-hmm.
The judges are Tone Loke, mm-hmm. Vitamin C.
Let's do it.
Girl was like a singer for a while. And a producer named Chris Briggs. The guy has produced a lot of hit records.
Okay.
And MTV VJ, former VJ Brian McFadden is the Ryan Seacrest.
Okay, so he's the host.
Now, here's what all these people didn't know. They stink. The people on the show stink. The judges lie to them every step of the way. As the competition goes from 16 to 14 to 12 to 8 to 10 to 4 to 2 to 1.
Okay.
These people,
are they trying to get the worst people?
Listen, they've gone to such lengths. The premise is a spoof of American Idol, okay? The worst singers on this show will be advancing.
Okay.
The most talented singers will be dismissed. Phony fans. Now, this has already been done,
wow.
So there's no need to say what if.
The joke is on the contestants.
Yes. Phony fans will be used to fool the bad singers. Like, you know how they have the fan club groups on American
Idol? Right.
Okay. They've got people who are going to be there with signs rooting for the really bad people.
But they're paid actors.
The bad singers will believe that they have skills. The judges, and they have taped every episode, keep completely straight faces while they give these awful singers props and tell them why they have charisma, why they have a chance to make it in the recording industry. It is not until after the winner is crowned that all of the participants are told the truth that for, I guess, the run of the show, 12 weeks, America's been laughing at them.
Right.
The winner will get a $10,000 recording contract, not because they deserve it, but because the producers come out right before the show and say, the end of this show is very cruel.
Uh-huh.
We're giving them a recording contract because it's cruel.
Right.
They're not going to have a chance to make it. Maybe they can be the next William Hung.
Right.
But one of them is going to get a prize. And the show has already been taped, so it's not like the secret is out and that these participants will not fall for it. So what they're saying is, listen, yeah, you're going to see these people on other TV shows, but the point is it's already been done, and what we're going to show you now is perhaps the cruelest reality show ever.
Because at the very end, that's when they let them know.
But from, I mean, every step of the way. The way that it was explained to me and in this little thing that the WB said, they've got like 50 people. 25 of them are just outstanding.
Right.
25 of them stink.
Right.
Every week in the competition.
They're going to get rid of the good people.
Yeah. And apparently they do it so well.
Right.
That the people who stink really start to believe.
Oh, no.
And because they've hired people to come into the audience, like, for instance, on week 5,
mm-hmm.
when this has become a phenomenon, because for some reason they've kept these people hidden away, they think that they have people that are supporting
it's
them.
It's taped. It's not done live, so
right.
it works that way.
So they got, like, people with signs, and anyway, I love the concept. I love it. It's a WB show. I never watched the WB.
Wow.
I'll watch it. It is called Superstar USA.
Superstar, and it's a send-up of American Idol.
Yeah, now I'm not sure if they're going to pull it off, but let's see. It says the judges...
You'll know probably in the first episode how it's going
to
go.
Says the judges do it. Sounds like a great concept to me. Do we have time to go to New York? Yes. Let's go live now, courtesy of HBO Pay-Per-View, to Madison Square Garden. And our man Joe Artis.
Live from Madison Square Garden, it's the Prince of Pugilism, Iron Joe Artinger.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi,
hello,
Joe.
Robbie.
Hi, Joe.
Hey. Hi, Joe.
Hey.
So, you got Evander Holyfield there?
I just... he just left.
We
had a great interview.
Did you tape anything, or did you just chat with him?
Well, we asked Rob if he wanted to run tape, but he said you're going to pick us up in progress.
What'd you talk to him about?
His ear and Mike Tyson and how Mike Tyson threw all his money away. And he's going to be fighting one of these fighters that wins on Saturday night.
Oh, that's right. He's going to fight
at the Madison Square Garden HBO pay-per-view live from New York City.
Are you having fun up there, Joe?
Yeah. I mean, meeting Evander Holyfield. I got a picture with him. I mean, I'm excited.
That's cool. So what did you ask him about his ear? I'm sorry that we were not able to hear that.
I asked him if I could see it, and he turned and I looked at it, and then I said, ouch.
Was it scarred?
Yeah, it's every bit that you've seen in the pictures.
Really?
So Joe, it's got a chunk taken out of it.
Joe, if you wouldn't mind kind of paint a picture for us, let us know. Are you in a room with other DJs, or are you in a room by yourself?
No, there's a guy down on the other end of this press room, and then across the hall there's another, like, press room with a couple of other DJs.
Any loud talkers, Joe?
No, no, everybody's pretty well behaved.
Any free food?
Yeah, New York pizza and sodas.
Nice.
Do you think you could be a loud talker?
Oh, you know me, Rob. I'm kind of laid back.
Would you like to interview Wendell?
Sure.
Wendell be Evander? Wendell heard the Evander interview, right?
Yeah, he was right here.
Except, can I just ask something? And Mike, please don't get pissed at me.
Right.
Please do it in your British accent.
Oh, no.
Please.
No. All right, then. Joe Andrew with you live from Madison Square Garden, where tomorrow night on HBO pay-per-view, there'll be a bevy of men fighting and sweating. And right now I have my guest, Evander Holyfield. Evander, how are you doing tonight?
Hi. Fine.
Great. You're looking great. Hey, tell me what. Can I see you? Yeah?
Sure.
Ouch. That looks like it hurt.
It did.
And that's the one that Mike Tyson bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what do you make of Tyson these days?
Oh.
You think he's really spent all his money?
He's effed.
I'm really? Enjoying it.
Yeah.
I see. And would you say that in a career you kind of have to manage your own affairs? Or can you leave it up to other, you know, good blokes and whatnot?
Yes.
Great, Ivana. Great having you. How about a picture, hey?
Sure.
Right on. Thank you. Wendell, would you mind?
Certainly.
All right, let's smile. Ah, that looks good.
Hey.
Looks good, Wendell?
That's a great
excellent
recreation. That is a great
I give
Wendell a round of applause.
I felt like I was there.
Is that how it went, Joe? Your interview with Evander Holyfield?
Yeah, pretty much.
He was kind of one-word answers. That's what he was doing.
And Joe, what would you like to say about the good people at HBO and HBO pay-per-view?
I'll tell you, Pat Daniels is working her butt off, and she's taking really good care of us. We had a little snag coming in here, and she was down taking care of
us. Live from Madison Square Garden in New York City. The Duke of Pay-Per-View, Joe Artinger.
Anyway, what, Joe?
This lady, Pat Daniels, who takes care of all the press people.
Uh-huh.
We had a little snag coming in, and she was down there to fix it up in a jiffy.
Very good nice for her. And until next time, brought to you by HBO,
yeah,
your Iron Joe Artinger.
Until next time, our time is your time, so next time...
You getting excited for a little Friday night in New York City?
No, I'm coming straight home.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, that's right, because don't forget there are weeds that need to be taken care of in the backyard.
That's right, my backyard's a disaster area.
All right, Joden.
Phone scan, everybody.
There you go.
That's right, Joe. So get on your tellies and give Don and Mark a call at 877-365-3636.
God.
What was your lobster's name again, Joe?
Buck. That was me lobster's name.
You're killing me. You know that. You're killing me.
You're killing me.
Mike, are you definitely hungover, Mike?
Yeah, a little bit, but I'll tell you, Buck, it's really bothering me. Your British accent is really bothering
me. Is it sobering you up?
Well, it's not a British accent. It goes between a British accent and, like, a southern accent.
I love it.
And then you bring up that... lobster.
I love it. Why don't you really like me braces I'm wearing today, Mike?
Oh, God.
Why don't you ask where the Lou is?
Mike, where's Lou?
Stop it! All right, bye. That's Joe in New York.
All right, guys.
Courtesy of HBO pay-per-view. Joe, any idea who's fighting tomorrow night in HBO pay-per-view?
Yeah, I have it right here. Chris Bird versus Andrew Gulata. John the Quiet Man Ruiz versus Fast Fres Oquendo.
Mm-hmm.
Jose El Gallo Rivera versus Ricardo El Matador Mayorga. And Wayne Big Truck Breath White versus Louis the Lion Azeal.
It sounds to me like you might want to check for box cutters with that group. Joe?
Yes?
Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye,
goodbye.
Joe. Artinger out.
There you go.
Signature out.
You got it straight that time.
I got a list of fighters right here. I'm having a little trouble with the names.
Phone number 877-365-3636. That's our in studio number.
It's a leash for a ferret.
From Canada. Call 800-636-1067. DC on WJFK 202-432-1067. The rotating random phone scan. Unscreened calls. Even more unscreened than usual because Joe's not here and not near the telephones today.
That's right, mate.
Call now and we'll take...
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
So, another Friday is upon us. What'll you be doing, Smithers? Something gay, no doubt.
What?
You know, light-hearted, fancy-free. Mothers, lock up your daughters. Smithers is on the town.
Exactly, sir.
The Don and Mike Show.
not yet available on DVD. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Right, right. Phone scam lies straight ahead here.
Yeah.
Your calls at 877-365-3636. Canada, 800-636-1067. Washington, 202-432-1067. If you're listening to us on WJFK. Rob, you got that book? I'd like to give a shout-out just a couple of our stations.
Yeah.
That book with that stuff, with that information, with that news.
Yeah.
Take your time, though.
I am.
It's all the way at the
it's
end.
It's such a busy day.
I know.
There you are.
Yeah, dear.
I miss Joe.
hey, you hear that, Joe?
Yeah.
Joe?
I heard that.
He did.
What are you eating, Joe?
Nothing. I was just checking something on the internet.
Oh, you got a computer there. Huh?
What were you checking on the internet?
Well, they asked me if I wanted to interview somebody I've never heard of.
Aha!
With the Don and Mike Show pay-per-view boxing beat, it's Sugar Joe Hardinger.
What have you decided?
Hello, everybody.
What have you decided, Joe?
I've decided that if the internet doesn't know who he is either, then there won't be any use.
Let's shout out to Salt Lake City.
All right.
Don and Mike, you're heard on Call, K-A-L-L. Well, big 700. Concord, New Hampshire. WXKL.
Concord.
Wausau, Wisconsin. WRIG.
WAUSAU.
Right, that's the thing.
Is that what it is?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes. Greenville, North Carolina.
Hi, Madonna.
WNCT. Who haven't I mentioned? She's Lake Tahoe.
She waved.
She did?
She did.
K-T-H-O, Lake Tahoe, California. And that's it. You know the rest of them.
Tahoe.
That's it. Phone scan now. Joe, you got anything at all?
No.
Okay, bye.
There you go.
Your calls.
Live from New York.
At 877-365-3636.
Back to you in the studio.
And you wonder why it is that we ended up sending Joe up there today, huh? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and I.
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
Hi.
Hey now, Mike.
Hi there.
You're on the air.
Buzzaroo.
Hey.
Robe.
Hey there.
You know, I finally figured out who Joe sounds like. He sounds like that Jack Nicholson character in Easy Rider.
That's way back.
I'm trying to think back.
I'm doing the memory bank thing on that one.
So far in the day, I think that's an insult to Jack Nicholson, though. Either way.
It was a similarity.
Okay. Thanks, Buzz.
No, thank you, sir.
All right. Bye, dummy. Goodness sakes. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
I'm the grand prize in the On Air with Ryan Seacrest contest, so I'm going to have a meet and greet with him 4 days, 3 nights in Los Angeles, and I was wondering if you wanted me to tell him anything.
Yeah! Oh, like, oh my God, you won the contest. Is that his TV chat show?
Yeah, On Air with Ryan Seacrest. I mean, it's on right now at 5 o'clock.
Uh-huh. That's too funny. When are you going out to California?
In the middle of May, and coincidentally, my birthday is May 20th, so, happy birthday to me.
Yeah, right, happy birthday.
Very, very exciting. Ask him if he's sleep-deprived.
You know what we're going to need? We're gonna have to give you, some spending money when you're out there.
Okay.
We won't do anything that would get you kicked off the show.
Please don't.
But we're going to have to, get you to ask him some questions on a tape recorder. Or maybe
actually it would be now, are you going to be on his television show?
I am.
Maybe the goal should be, without giving it away, to work our names into it as many times as you possibly could, in a way where maybe he wouldn't be aware of it.
But see, are you going to be, it's like TRL, right? You're just going to be like one of the girls in the crowd?
Right, but since I'm the grand prize winner, there's also going to be a meet and greet after the show.
Oh, see, after the show.
Oh, I have to say, it's not going to be live.
But hold on, what if it was after the show? What if we're doing our show? And she got
Ryan Seacrest on a cell phone.
Said, yeah. Please go on my favorite radio show, the Don and Mike Show, because he's a DJ, too.
You could just ask him to speak to two of your best friends.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be a lie.
Yeah, but she'd
have to tell him that he's on the radio.
We'd spring it on him.
Yeah. All right. Yeah,
listen
to Rob, very big and bold.
5 o'clock our time, but in California, the time difference would be a problem, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Yeah, you work it out. You're calling us now. I mean, he does the show from California every day, California time.
California.
Yeah, right. So he does the show at 2 o'clock in Los Angeles.
No, he tapes it from 11 to noon. So it's live from 11 to noon, California time. Then they show it on tape at 5 o'clock in the Washington area.
Well, that's even better. That means it finishes at 3. That means the meet and greet would start right when our show begins.
Right, correct.
Perfect.
So that would be golden. Amy, hold on. We'll give you some money if you'll ask him some questions and call him up and call us while you're talking to him.
I'll do what I can.
Okay, well, that's a can-do attitude.
There you go.
Hold on a second. Oh, I feel like Donald Trump. I feel like I should fire that girl.
Fire that girl.
That's one thing he said to Kwame last night. How come you didn't fire the girl that lied to you all the time?
Right.
The guy said, well, I don't know. And it's like, that's what Donald Trump wanted.
And that's why the other guy got the gig.
Correct. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi. And Harry Potter.
And crap, I just figured out. That means I lost the On Air with Ryan Seacrest contest.
I know, and you were trying so hard to win that.
Do you know how many box tops I sent in, Mike?
Hundreds, Don.
And
you didn't. Nobody can eat that much cereal.
Don and Mike Show.
Hello, buddy.
Hi there. You're on the air.
Hello, dear. You've been generated.
This is Doubtfire.
It's pretty good. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Right.
Hey, I need your help.
Yes.
Hey, there's a... I'm riding 66 West. You know how lovely that ride is.
Yeah, especially on a Friday.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Everybody's got somewhere to go, right?
There's a beautiful woman in front of me that's making it very easy.
Oh, really?
Mm. Yeah.
So are you crawling? Are you at a snail's pace on 66?
Yes, we are. Her license plate. Can I say her license plate?
No.
You say her what? Her license
plate? License plate.
Yeah, it's
what are you
going to
say? What are you going to say?
Hold on.
Oh, it's a vanity plate.
All right,
yeah.
Sure. Go ahead. What does it say?
It says, no, you are. She's a redhead, and I want her to wave to me.
No, you are?
Mm-hmm.
N-O-U-R?
Yep.
Maybe it's like no, you are, but what am I?
Exactly.
Something like
yeah,
that.
You are.
And she's a... I'll tell you right now, she's way out of your league.
Yeah, she is. I'm looking at her right now. She got to be listening. You guys are the only guys worth listening to.
That's very nice of you to say that. Is who's the celebrity she most resembles?
Well, you're looking at her like with
Nicole Kidman with sunglasses on.
Wow!
But how can you tell
it works for me?
You're behind.
I can see her face, her whole face in the rear. I mean, the side mirror.
You can do that if you're, mm-hmm. Now, at any time, have you gotten any side to side time with her on the highway?
Well, she's flipping her hair back and forth and got the hand out the window. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What I'm saying. Has your car pulled up alongside of her?
It's too hard. It's just such packed out here.
And that's what I'm saying. He may not really see what she looked like.
I mean, even in that mirror, she might appear pretty, but her face might look like Beetlejuice's head.
And if you're just seeing the face,
she might like be that girl on The Practice. Who was that girl who always...
Cameron Manheim?
Yeah, right.
And, see the pretty face, and then when she gets out of the car, it's like...
Coming out of the car.
If she's listening to our show now, as you rightly said, everybody does...
Have her give you a thumbs up out the window.
Now, keep in mind, we're on some ridiculous delay now.
Right.
It's like 90 seconds or something like that.
If you're listening, I know you are.
You know
the guy in back of you is in love with you.
Hey, I got a thumbs up.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Hey.
Come on, you're lying.
No, I see it.
You sure it was a thumb?
No, I want to wave. Tell her to wave.
All right, wave at him.
Well, she can... Listen, moron, she can hear you. Say it yourself. You're on the radio.
Oh, you guys got a delay, though. Hey, there's the wave.
Yeah, but do you get it? She'll pick it up. Well,
that's too quick for the delay.
No, it's possible.
Yeah.
I mean, I was exaggerating. The delay, I think, is like 17 seconds.
Yeah, that was a little quick.
I see it.
You see it?
Hey, you guys might have got me an in.
This guy's got a delay built in as well.
All right, either way, I'll think that is a success story.
Well, good luck on 66. I hope you two can get together.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Good luck to you and Kathy Griffin.
Yeah, that's what she'll look like.
Bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
That's
Hello.
Perfect.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, I have a carrot top story for you.
A carrot top boy.
I think we had a guy that just had a carrot top story.
No, I was on a flight from Orlando yesterday, and on the plane, the next row over, carrot top, and he's holding hand with a man. No lie.
That's good. You get a chime, my friend.
There oh,
you
thank you.
Have a great weekend.
That's a good one.
There's the luckiest man in the world sitting across from carrot top.
Well, he's holding hands with a guy. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, I was wondering if you guys could help me find a market.
Help you find a what, sir?
A market.
A market? Now, are we walking into a joke here?
Probably. No, I started listening to you guys about 12 years ago in Buffalo when you first expanded.
That's Merkin, then, you're looking for.
Oh, I stand corrected.
Oh, a Merkin. You mean a toupee for a woman for hair down there?
That is correct.
You really need one, huh?
Well, actually, I'm down in Baltimore now. I'm a Baltimorean.
Well, you know, I got a suggestion for you. If you can't find one, you can always make your own.
Is it for you or for a friend?
Actually, it's for a friend of mine who has a hairdresser who unfortunately wanted the carpet to match the drapes on too many occasions.
Well, on occasion, Buzz Burbank...
And it disappeared.
On occasion, Buzz Burbank mails out hair to people.
Yeah,
so,
I make donations.
From the top of his head.
Yeah. Well, actually, you know her brother already. He's
that
been on
unmistakable
the show.
Curl.
Really, we do know her brother. Who's her brother?
Her brother used to call himself District Dan, and he came up to Towson to eat peanut butter.
Oh, District Dan, an immediate disqualification. Mm-hmm. Not only did the guy use a nickname to refer to somebody who inferred our wrath, by, I think he was the reason we brought up the nickname rule.
I think so.
You're right.
He called
District
too often
Dan?
With his, you know, hey, this is District Dan, and he, District Dan, which is a D.C. guy,
right,
called with a Baltimore accent.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, for that guy called following the redhead, just remember that objects in the mirror are uglier than they appear.
I like that. That doesn't count as a joke.
Don and Mike, hello.
No.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air. Hi.
How are we doing today, boys?
We're doing very well. Thank you.
I got a question for Mike.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Mike, how's the look-around cafe going?
Going very well, sir. Thank you for asking.
I was just wondering, are you going to have...
Look-around cafe.
Except somebody got a marble in their soup last night.
I was just wondering if you...
I'm not lying. I forgot to tell you that.
It was an eyeball.
I know you'd like that. That was a marble, though.
I thought it was an eyeball.
It was not a glass eye. It was a marble.
A marble.
Yeah, a little thing that they hold checks up along the line where they cook food.
Okay.
And the thing that holds them in there are marbles.
They look around cafe.
Little marbles. And at the opening of one of the marbles fell into somebody's onion
That's
soup.
That's unfortunate.
It is.
Yeah.
I am a visionary.
Yes.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, sir.
I've got a question for you.
I'm not saying that unless it's funny because
look
it's goddamn
cafe.
Funny.
Right.
And I was sitting there, and it was absolutely legit.
I know how you handle that. The guy said, I've got a marble. Well, then you win. Is it really?
Yeah, because, you know, I was feeling festive, too. It sounded probably more like, well, that means she's a big winner.
Look around, cafe.
All right, what can we do for you about Mike's place?
I just had a question. I was just wondering if he had Martha Stewart on his doing his financial and Jason Williams as the security.
Yeah, absolutely, yes. That's very funny, sir.
Good work.
Bye-bye.
Hello,
Don
and Mike. I hope that guy shows up at your restaurant tonight, Mike.
Yeah, really. Me too.
Hello, D. Hello,
cafe.
M.
Hello.
Hello, D. Hello, M.
Yes, hello.
Considering you're back in New York, would you guys be so kind as to please tell me what the hell you did to piss off the two a-holes from that other station to get you kicked out of New York?
This man is totally confused.
Yeah, I mean, we're not on in New York.
We're not in New York. We're not back to New York.
We're not. Joe's there today.
I know. I just always wondered, what did you do to piss off those two jerks?
If you listen to the show, you would know that the question's not even the right question.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm not even going to get into it today.
Yeah, I mean, because the fact is that there was nothing done.
You're talking about Opie and Anthony? Yes.
I just hate them.
Yes, right. We're the entire reason that their careers have failed. We are the reasons that they're sitting around.
I'll take that.
Waiting for Jeremy to call them from Sirius Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck. Incidentally, in my car, just in case you want to know, I bought XM.
Uh-huh.
And you know why I bought XM?
Why? Because
it's the one that Jeremy doesn't work at, which means it'll be the satellite radio that lasts.
Absolutely.
You know, it's like...
Because you know, one of them is going to go away, and it ain't going to be XM.
That's Jeremy true. Coleman equals... Betamax.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Goodbye.
He was kind of giggling and chortling there in a weird way.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don, I just wanted you to know that the hippies have invaded Las Vegas because Fish is in town this weekend.
Oh, Fish. Oh, Fish. And I know, Mon, you spell that with a P.
P-H-I-S-H.
Yeah, man. Rock on.
Rock on. Maybe I'll do it with my brother tomorrow. Listen, you're the last caller. On this rotating random phone scam, what is your name?
Steve.
Steve, you from Vegas?
No, from Baltimore.
All right. Why'd you say something about Vegas?
He just knew that Fish was in Vegas.
Oh, okay. All right, I got you. You just knew it.
He's a Fish fan.
So are you a Fish head?
I'm sorry.
What do they call fans? You know, I know what my group is called. We're Claymates. Those of us that love Clay Aiken, we're Claymates. Nice. Mike, I know you're Wayne Addict.
I am a Wayne. I'm not a Wayniac, Don.
Wayniac. That's right, Wayne.
Wayniac.
Right. So what do you call it if you're a fan of Fish?
I think you're a...
Fishers.
A fan, a P-H-A-N.
A P-H-A-N.
Fishers.
I think so.
Well, listen, you've won the HBO Boxing pay-per-view prize pack.
Hey.
Contact HBO pay-per-view for the Night of Title Fights live from Madison Square Garden. Tomorrow night, HBO pay-per-view, the next era begins. Plus, listen to this. With HBO, you've won the Sopranos prize pack. Hell Hath No Fury Like the Family. Don't miss the all-new Sopranos Sunday night at 9, 8 Central. That is on HBO. And we have a... Fish. Your band, Fish.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Fish. This is Barney Miller?
Really? Wait, is this really the theme to Fish?
Yeah.
That's the spinoff from
right.
Barney Miller
right.
Starring Abe Vigoda.
Right, Fish from Barney Miller.
My wife, Bernice. This is the theme.
We're
Fish.
We're talking to the lead singer of Fish, Abe Vigoda.
How are you?
I understand your band's in Vegas this weekend.
Yes, Don.
Yeah, Abe.
Can you let me off the hook just this once for old time's sake? This is a line from The Godfather.
Fish.
Fish. My wife, Bernice, and I are going out to Jimmy's wedding.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you for listening. Hold on a second, wherever the hell you are. We got a break. Be right back with a Friday favorite.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
I like you, Betty.
Denny, sir.
Denny, I'm going to give you a little advice. There's a force in the universe that makes things happen. And all you have to do is get in touch with it. Stop thinking. Let things happen. And be the ball.
The Don and Mike Show.
Just 24 hours ago, singing like a loon to this song.
They respectfully declined. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
But I maintain, you stepped on that buzz.
Come on, come on, come on, come on.
Yeah, you cut it, man.
In a good way.
There's a little delayed reaction for you, but you came on strong after that.
Yeah.
Hell
yeah.
And you had a... Probably right about now, you were kicking it into overdrive.
Uh-huh.
I had about
and
an hour...
You lingered almost to the end of the show.
I had really about an hour of absolute, just balls out.
It was fun to watch.
Having a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. And Jeremy Piven over here was, I think, after your first sip, you were off the aircraft carrier.
Yeah, I think probably the first half glass, probably. And if I stepped on it, you know, that would have been with, I would have watered it down, but I think I actually added ethyl to that regular.
Never mind, Buzz. You're my favorite pharmacist. It's time for a Friday favorite.
That's great. Isolate that one.
Yeah. Here we go. I'll tell you. This guy, he skips us all the time.
All right, welcome back, everybody. And again, happy Thanksgiving from all of us here at the NFL today. Now, the IBM Power Poll. This picked by my guys here as always. Craig, Randy, Gary, Eric, Mann, Bob Matina, our radio buddies, Don and Mike, everybody in on this one.
There he is.
Our radio buddies, Don and Mike.
Jim Nance from CBS. Hey, what's happening, Nancy?
Jim, don't want to get heavy on you right here, but I will tell you, liquor and broadcasting do not mix. It never crosses my lips when there's a broadcast, guys. I've got to be honest with you about
friends.
That one. I really do. And hey, did you see the tournament?
Did we?
Did the tall pines of Augusta ever witness such a spectacle as Phil Mickelson with his sports bra walking down that fairway? Was that not marvelous? Was that not moving? I'll tell you, Don, I say this to you, we're good friends. Not since the movie Radio. Have I enjoyed that much emotion? It was spectacular. I will, on occasion, taste a drop of Merlot, but I heard the show yesterday, guys. I was in town, and I just got to give you my thumbs down to that.
Mm.
Can't sign off on that.
Well,
I can't approve that. I really can't. But how about Phil Mickelson? Really,
Jim Nance,
the owner of his sports bra.
What about your relationship?
With Phil?
With Phil.
Phil and I, not as close as a number of tour players. So many memories of Augusta. I mean, going way back, all the way back to Arnie and Byron and Jack and playing strip poker in the Butler Cabin.
Why don't you just...
Marvelous times.
Why don't you just mention a name and we'll do like a quick Masters Golf Word Association thing.
Well, I'd love to tell you about all I'll tell you all the anecdotes that I have. They're fabulous, and I can go back to Fuzzy Zeller, a Masters champion.
All right,
Fuzzy and I trying on sunglasses together, and then gentle back rubs in the evening.
Wow.
It was a marvelous time I had with Fuzzy. I actually know the nickname. I will honor that.
Wow.
I know why he has the nickname of Fuzzy, but it's something he's not real proud of. But we enjoyed that. That was one of the great Masters.
Jim.
Yes.
I understand that today you're going to tell us what really happens in Butler Cabin.
Butler Cabin is, it's part of the tradition, guys, and I hope you respect that tradition, the great tradition that is Augusta. I became a man that night.
Jim, why don't you tell us, who is it? Was it Fuzzy that...
Well, it was in Butler Cabin, my first experience, the night I met Lee Elder, and, for clams and wine. It was wonderful. There's so many memories, guys. Jesper Parnovic and I... buy the pink pants, I said, and then I fell into his arms. He was a special Swede, and I've always had fond memories. We can look at Peter Jacobson the night that we washed each other's hair, preparing Peter to go on the senior tour. There's John Daly and I drinking cheap wine and eating M&Ms until we laughed like schoolgirls. Tom Kite. I was the one, me, Jim Nance, I was there to comfort him after his laser eye surgery, and comforting I did. A great deal of company. What can you say about Ernie Els? He loves to play... he loves to play Twister, guys. And Craig Stadler's mustache hairs gently tickling my neck as he helped me with my putting stroke on the practice range at Augusta.
Now, if you wouldn't mind...
collapsed, exhausted, at the feet of Stuart Appleby. It was just an evening that was overwhelming to me.
What about...
I sure love that music.
What about your relationship with Tiger Woods?
All right, Don, I've never shared this with anybody, but I will tell you, there's no secret. Everyone knows Tiger's prowess on the golf course. He's a prodigy, playing with Bob Hope when he was merely 5 years old on the Mike Douglas Show. We all looked at Tiger, and he brought new meaning to the Masters. He brought new meaning to the game of golf. And I remember an opportunity I had, a singular opportunity that I took the chance. That, of course, playing with Tiger in his pool in Windermere, Florida, as his father, Earl, videotaped us. And then we laughed well into the night. Earl turned in, and Tiger and I continued to watch the videotape over and over and over again.
And as I recall...
Guys, he's a special human being.
This is a tape that is one of those tapes that's dubbed off and people have copies. Were you or were you not skinny dipping with Tiger Woods?
I did not bring my suit to his home. I thought it was going to be an interview, and we were going to go over the home club of Tiger Woods. But in fact, he invited me for a swim, and who was I, a mere broadcaster, Jim Nance, to turn down the great Tiger Woods, and more importantly, the insistence of his father, Earl. Lanny and I took turns visiting with Bob Weir and Greg Norman. The man I love to watch, and watch him I do.
Tell me about your relationship with the shark.
Greg Norman, that blonde hair that many people have seen for years is not real. Yes, in fact, Greg does dye his hair, bleach blonde, and he gave me his secrets for that. And, of course, my one question as a journalist was, Greg, your hair is such a signature for you, and you have so many business ventures. Is the hair blonde, and does the carpet match the drapes? And he was... He was kind enough to share that with me as we took his sport fisherman out into the flats of Florida and enjoyed an afternoon of sunbathing and drinking Dr. Pepper. Greg Norman, a special Aussie, and of course the Masters jacket has eluded him on a number of occasions. And, Nick Faldo, the man, the legend, he's the man that took that from Greg Norman, and he took something from me. that I'm here to tell you I didn't mind giving up.
Well, what about
originally Dick Enberg arranged an introduction over souffle and discussion. It was big fun. It truly was. I'll
what
tell
about
you. Sergio Garcia?
Oh no,
the lovable muscular Spaniard.
I know.
Davis loved the third. There's a reason his name is Love.
I know you're
the man, Davis.
I know you don't want this brought up.
Man,
I'm
going to
bring up. I'm going to bring up.
Ian Woosnam, little woozy. He made me woozy when he spiked my Shirley Temple. Wonderful human being.
You mentioned Sergio Garcia.
Sergio Garcia and I have a special, well, I don't want to call it a father-son relationship.
Please don't.
Let me suffice
to say. Unless you pretend to be a priest.
You know,
father.
It was a wonderful afternoon with Sergio and DL3, Davis Love the Third, as I like to call him. DL3 picked me up and took me to Sergio's bungalow at Augusta, and Sergio was having butterflies, as young players on tour are often want to do. Sergio, with the language barrier and
help
also...
Help him unwind, did you?
We did indeed. And I've, as you may know, I'm a student in the manly art of massage. And I looked at Sergio, I said, what seems to be the problem? And he looked up at me with the big brown eyes.
Those big puppy dog eyes?
Those puppy dog brown eyes, those Spanish eyes that had both the fire of a competitor and the sensitivity of a great lover. And Sergio said, in his broken English, I'm nervous. And I remembered that, and I comforted him, and I said, listen, I have my massage table that I travel with. Let me bring that down to you. And nearly an hour later, Sergio was on the practice range giggling and laughing with the other competitors, and he went on to participate in the Masters, and it was his best showing ever. I like to think, Don, that I helped that. I really did.
Now, Jim, what about, you're talking about all these contemporary golfers, all the guys that we know.
Yes.
What about the older, I know Arnold Palmer.
Arnie's Army. I was a sergeant in the, I was a sergeant in Arnie's Army, and Arnie's Army was well known on the fairways to root for Arnold Palmer in every tournament that he'd be in. But the fact of the matter was, Arnie's real army was men who liked to, well, do little drills. Marching drills. Marching drills to the tub, back from the tub, into the shower, out of the shower.
So Arnie,
we had a wonderful time with Arnie.
Arnie's army was really, and it was an all-male army, right?
It was an all-male army. It was, we had no room, much like Augusta, for the fairer sex. There's something about a group of men getting together, saying they're in an army, deifying one individual, and then participating in some very, very controversial parlor games.
Jim?
Yes.
I'm not going to... well, I'll show you this.
I could tell you about my solo flight with Dr. Gil Morgan.
This photo of yourself with Vijay Singh.
Vijay Singh, yes.
Now, I'll describe
the
photo.
Yes, what an incredible, the long, tall Fijian.
Jim
he's a marvelous man.
Jim looks like the little girl in the Coppertone ad.
You know, there's nobody...
Okay, you?
Well, that was a special moment when Vijay invited me to his native Fiji, invited me to meet his peeps, as he likes to call them, and... Vijay is the hardest worker on tour. There's no secret to the fact that he'll spend hours on the range. But when you get him in his native environment in Fiji and get him around people that he loves and he cares about and loosen him up with several Mai Tais, Vijay Singh shows you a different side of himself that I think if more players knew on tour, like I know, they would enjoy his company, man company.
How did you end up in this picture, though? It looks like you're not wearing your bathing suit.
Well, it's just a playful moment. I was wearing a suit. It was half off at the time. And what Vijay is doing with his teeth is showing me, pulling me back into the water there. That's I don't know how you got that photograph, but it was a special moment on the island of Fiji.
And I heard that it's not only these golfers that, what was the movie? You're in Happy Gilmore.
Adam Sandler, mocking what I think is a great game. I'm not a big fan of that. I think that golf is full of tradition and it's a wonderful institution, and you shouldn't mock it by having a man make fun. And I'm not a big fan of Caddyshack. Not funny.
Not funny on the Jim Nance scale. Hold on. If I could ask then, why did you do the movie Happy Gilmore? And furthermore, haven't I seen pictures of you with Adam Sandler?
Adam Sandler. Everyone loves a clown, Don. And I really have to say the truth is, Adam Sandler is America's clown. You know, in these times that are tough, the war in Iraq, all the turmoil we have here in the United States, I took Adam to meet one of my good friends.
Who's that?
The Retarded Boy Radio.
Oh, wow.
Adam was as touched by that story as I was. Mm-hmm. And, he made hand puppets to make radio laugh, and it was just wonderful. I call Adam my little tin cup. He's a special human being.
I bet.
You know, and when you talk about Adam Sandler, class. That's all. That's all that needs to be said. Class, dignity, and a funny bone a mile wide.
Jim, you know what?
Don.
You get
my radio buddy,
this.
Don.
You can appreciate this, that we have to do a very quick sports update now.
Oh, you're going to go to your challenge, boy, in New York City?
Yep, we're going to go.
I love that city. I love that town. You know I do. That's where we host the NFL today.
From Madison Square Garden in New York City,
the Duke of Pay-Per-View, Joe Artinger.
Here he is now with the HBO Pay-Per-View update from Madison Square Garden. Joe.
Hi, Don. Hi, Jim.
Hello, Jay. I love your
radio
work.
Buddy.
I think you're doing a great job. My radio buddy, Joe Artinger, live in New York City. Hey, the sweet science, hey, Joe?
That's right. It's just us pros up here, Jim.
Marvelous. Okay, go easy on the sauce, will you?
Joe, do you have anybody to interview at this moment?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I've got Don King here.
Well, isn't that special?
Why don't you tell him you got Jim Nance on the other line?
Don, I've got Jim Nance on the other line.
Give him the headphones. Let him talk to Jim Nance.
All right, Don, here, have the headphones. All right, he's putting them on.
All right, good. This would be a treat for us that we've never had Don King on our show, and he's good to meet Jim Nance. Now, Jim, have you met?
Never. I've had the pleasure. Don, how are you?
Fine, Jim. How are you?
Great to be with you. How's it going? This does not sound like Don King. Don, are you excited about the big fight weekend?
Very much so.
This sounds to me remarkably like Wendell Hall, the chief engineer for WJFK. Wendell, is it you or is it Don King? Please be level with me here.
It's Don King.
Not funny. Not funny. Boys, I don't like people playing tricks on me at all.
Get out of here.
I think we've really had a... And Joe, I might recommend a trip to the Fifth Avenue studios of the NFL today for a mini tour.
I'm there.
There you go.
All right. So, Joe, you have nobody there really, right?
No, but we're having a great time nonetheless. Evander Holyfield was out signing autographs and taking pictures at, 33rd and 8th.
It's a fascinating story. I know you'll enjoy the weekend at the Garden, site of such wonderful traditions as
that's right,
Frank
courtesy
Sinatra,
of
the main
HBO
event.
Pay-Per-View.
All right, Marino's a prankster.
Yeah, he is. Hi, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, Joe.
Artinger out.
All right.
Hey, Jim.
I have to have a break alignment now.
If you could take a moment.
Yes, I'd love to, Don.
We got to go to break. And let's see. We're ready for Jeopardy. 877-365-3636. Right. We need two callers or one call. I don't know. Just call now if you want to play the game. Even though we just had him on the air and you're poking fun at him.
Yes, of course.
I know you've been involved with Joe Artinger. Would you tell us about that?
Oh, this is a story that I know you didn't want to talk about all the time, but I will tell you a brief story about a gentleman named Joe Artinger.
Jim Nance from CBS.
I picked up Joe Artinger one afternoon, a Saturday afternoon. What many of you may not know about Joe Artinger, the lovable phone screener on the Don and Mike show, he's mentally disabled. He's challenged. He's learning disabled.
He's like your friend Radio.
He's very similar to Radio. mental retardation is not something that we laugh about. But in Joe's case, right. He's taken what limited IQ God gave him, and he's turned himself into a functioning, eating, drinking... phone screening boy for Don and Mike. And I'll tell you, there's not a day that goes by where I don't thank my lucky stars that I've had that Joe Artinger in my life. Mm-hmm. Wonderful guy.
Just answer
He's
them.
Class, too.
One to ten?
Yes.
Rate him as a lover.
Joe Artinger would get a 10. Like so many that have been deprived in other areas intellectually, he's gifted. He's gifted in another area that pleases me greatly. We shared light beer, Bloody Marys, and common insight. And common effort to make each other happy. So giving. So selfless.
We need callers now for Jeopardy.
My radio buddies, Don and Mike. You're not working blue today, are you?
36. No. We've had to pull way back on that.
You're a symphony in burgundy, my friend.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Seriously, no BS. You ever win a rap or anything, you know, just talk or just, you know, get weird with somebody, you know, buddies for life, I think.
I'll drop by. You drop by my place anytime.
Good. What's your address over there? You're on Briar, right?
Briar. Uh-huh. Two.
You got a pool over there?
We have a pond in the back. We have a pool and a pond. A pond would be good for you. Natural springs.
Oh, yeah. Or you know, a pool or a pond. Anything would be good.
The Don and Mike Show. Proof that comedy doesn't need to be funny. The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
I'd like to point something out, guys. During the commercial break, I saw it here in your studio.
Yeah, Jim?
The marvelous photograph of your partner Mike, my radio buddy.
Mike O'Mara, yeah.
Buzz Burbank appears to be in a pool. Yeah, I love that. I love male camaraderie.
That was taken.
I enjoy that.
In Iceland. We went to Iceland to do a show last year from Iceland Air.
Right. That's terrific stuff. I really enjoy that.
Standing very close, you can't see it.
I have a similar photograph with Seve Ballesteros. Wish I could pronounce that name.
Seve
Ballesteros.
Is it Ballesteros?
Ballesteros.
Oh,
guys, don't tax me.
My head could explode at any moment.
All right, Jim Nance, let's play Low Budget Jeopardy.
This is Low Budget Jeopardy. Guys, I just want to tell you I'm happy to be here, and hats off to CBS. Now entering the studio is our returning, our challenger. We'll introduce him first from Salisbury, Maryland, the delivery truck driver. Let's say hi to Colin Mumford.
Hey, Colin.
How you doing?
Colin Mumford, what's up, my friend? You listening on 96 Rock?
Yes, sir.
Right on.
And now entering the studio is our returning champion, an auto operations manager from Fairfax's two-day winning total, $101. Guys, please welcome A.J. Osque.
A.J.
Jim Nance, Lord Quizmaster, good to hear you again.
A.J. on WJFK-FM. A.J., you're our returning champion. How has it changed your life?
Well, I just received a call from Jacqueline Vargas in Vegas, and she has a comp suite waiting for me.
It's a lovely, lovely treat she's giving you now entering the studio. Guys, as the host of a whole bunch of Jeopardy, please, I'd like to make welcome the Lord Quizmaster himself. Please say hi to Alex Trebek-Geronimo.
Thank you, guys. Hi there, Colin. Hi, A.J., and of course, Nancy.
Hi there.
Nancy.
Ah, yes, sir. I tell you, it's just a week ago. Hard to believe I was enjoying the azalea line fairways of Augusta. I don't care for female golfers.
10 seconds. I'm going to name a golfer. You tell me your most intimate moment.
Is this that word association thing you wanted to do?
I'm just going to throw out a golfer's name.
Very good.
And you just tell me. Jack Nicklaus. 10 seconds.
The Golden Bear. What a human being. He conquered his baby fat as a young boy and moved on to become one of the greats. And, of course, he's great at a lot more than golf.
Sorry, you're 10 seconds up.
We almost got to the good story.
All right, how about...
What he can do with a persimmon driver will curl your hair.
How about Scott Gump?
Scott Gump. A no-name. Don't pay attention to him. Don't have any contact with those guys. Not tour rookies for me.
Your categories, guys.
And no women.
Your categories are...
You keep your Nancy Lopez's over on the other side of the
What track. About Michelle Wee? Now, she's fantastic, right?
She's fantastic in that framework, but I don't like to... I don't believe the sexes should mix on the golf course. That's just my opinion,
what
guys.
What about off the golf course?
Off the golf courses, I find it distasteful. So.
Julie. What about Julie Inkster?
Julie Inkster is a man. She can play on my course anytime.
Guys, here are your categories. They are... Kill Bill.
No.
No.
What? No, that's gratuitous violence, guys.
What?
There are a lot more movies out there you can enjoy.
What network is that reality show on?
Reality TV leaves me cold.
Casting Couch, true or false?
Now, that's not going to be, you're going to be working non-blue, right?
Right. Right. NBA playoffs, in or out?
Oh, boy, that's a normal one. I like sports categories. The rest
and
is cheese.
New on DVD. So, once again, here are your categories, guys.
Not those bad DVDs, are we?
Kill Bill.
Boo.
What network is that reality show on?
No.
Casting Couch, true or false?
Damn.
NBA playoffs, in or out?
Oh, I've got a low-grade headache, guys.
New on DVD, and Colin, we'll start with you.
How about what's new on DVD?
New on DVD stars Uma Thurman.
What is Kill Bill?
Right.
Yeah, please keep the kids away from it. Nothing good to see there, really. I think Tarantino's really made a blunder with this one. It's my opinion. I'm conflicted from within. $1 for you. Select again, Colin.
I'll take the next one.
New on DVD stars The Rock.
What is The Rundown?
There you go.
$2 for you. Tisk, 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 Don.
What?
Oh, just all these violent, gratuitously violent movies.
But isn't it true, again now, 10 seconds, but... You have a background with The Rock. Your feelings on Dwayne Johnson?
Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, as he's known to millions of his fans, the actor, former wrestler, still wrestling, I believe, and doing a fine job. No one knows how to work pecs like The Rock. And he gave me the privilege of witnessing him work his pecs one day. I stared until I thought my eyes were going to fall out.
We're out of time.
Sometimes my smiles dissolve to weeping.
You want DVD for three, Colin. Stars Halle Berry.
What is Gothica?
Wow.
$3 for
right.
You, Colin. You've run the first category. Son, you're having a great run, much like Mickelson's run at Augusta. I'm proud of you, Colin. I'd like you to select another category.
How about what reality show is the network on?
All right. Give me the name of a popular reality show. Just tell us what the network it's on, please. The Swan.
What is Fox?
Right.
$1. I tell you, he's blazing hot. This kid is something really special.
This kid's good. For two, Big Brother.
What is CBS?
$2. I tell you, we might have a new prodigy in our midst. I'm getting a little goosebumpy.
And for three,
I like TV more than Don does.
There you go.
Impossible. America's Next Top Model.
What
is UPS.
Oh, sorry, there was a little glitch, and I really thought you had the gift. I thought you had, you know, God gives us gifts like sunshine,
you know what, Mike?
Flowers, and Mark O'Mara.
Sunshine, lollipops, and
AJ,
you know, I'm going to give it to the guy. The guy said UPS. Yeah.
All right, so what was the dollar value on that?
$3.
You've run the second category.
Three for Colin.
Good job.
All right, Colin, go again.
What were the other categories? I'm sorry.
Unfortunately, that means it goes to the next guy.
AJ, take over.
Let's go In-N-Out NBA for one, please.
All right, NBA playoffs. Are these teams in or out? Your Minnesota Timberwolves.
What is in?
Are you kidding me? How many games in a row have they won? Seriously, nine?
$1 for you, AJ.
Maybe 11 going into the playoffs?
It's a heck of a string. I'll tell you, the hardboard courts of the NBA are a fun place to be with the family and... I don't know what I'm saying.
NBA for two. Here you go. You are Cleveland Cavaliers.
What is out?
Right.
Oh, I remember when I donned the Cavalier outfit and stunned the locker room at Augusta.
And NBA for three. Playoffs, in or out? You are Memphis Grizzlies.
What is in?
Yeah, that's right there. $3. In like Errol Flynn.
Another category runner. I'll tell you, I did a pro-am with Kevin James and all of his oils.
Hey, Jay, go again.
Let's go casting couch for true or false.
All right, now let me explain this category to you. These are movies that they're making. They've been signed to make these movies, and I'm going to tell you a star, and you tell me if it's true or false they've been signed to play the lead.
Okay.
For instance, they're making a movie about the life of Napoleon.
Napoleon.
True or false, signed to star in the movie, Danny DeVito.
What is false?
That is right. Now,
$1 for you, AJ.
Here's the funny part. You know who's signed to play Napoleon?
Who?
Al Pacino.
Al Pacino is Napoleon?
Yeah, right.
It's not going to work well with trick photography. I'm not much into that. I like real stunts by real men.
Go again, please, AJ.
Casting couch, true or false for
all right.
two?
The truth is that they're making a movie about Janis Joplin. True or false, signed to star as Janis Joplin.
But it's false.
No, hold on a second. I didn't give you the choice yet.
Are we going to go to the other guy because of that faux pas?
And the other guy...
Shame on you, AJ. Shame on you.
He was asking me if Janis Joplin. I'm sorry.
No. Listen.
No, Janis Joplin couldn't star in any movie, and the world is poorer for it.
Let me say, she could star in my movie. It would take some digging. It would take some tape. It would take some fishing wire.
The only person I'm going to have star in my movie is Lee Trevino, and that title will be Go All Night.
They are making a movie about Janis Joplin. True or false, signed the star, Pink.
What is false?
I'm sorry, Colin, is that you answering?
And AJ, would you shut up, please?
Yes. What is false?
I am sorry about that, Colin. Pink has signed to play Janis Joplin.
Is it? It's false, so that means that AJ gets...
Nobody gets nothing.
Nobody gets any money. Right.
Colin's
in... All right, Colin, you're in control.
I'll take the third one.
Okay.
Hey, Robert McGee.
They are making a movie about the life of Truman Capote. True or false, signed a star.
Jim Nance.
What is false?
Wait, no.
Stop it, boys.
Come on
down. I'm sorry.
Who said that? AJ?
Yeah, no, Colin said that.
Colin.
And
AJ, your chance to steal, but he hasn't gotten the answer out yet.
Right. Listen, it is true. They are making movies about Napoleon, about Janis Joplin. They are making a movie about the life of Truman Capote. True or false, signed to play Truman Capote, Dustin Hoffman.
What is true?
No, I'm sorry.
Right, and Colin, you don't get, or AJ.
We have quite a stalemate here, Don.
Anyway.
This is turning into quite a barroom brawl.
Not going to let the other guy steal. The answer is Philip Seymour Hoffman. The guy's a real good actor. Kind of a
terrific actor. Wonderful man.
Kind of a fat guy. Always
makes
got left.
Me cry.
All we've got left now is Kill Bill.
And Colin, you're in control.
I'll take Kill Bill for one.
All right. Now, not literally.
No, please.
Kill Bill. Former president.
I'm sorry, what was that?
AJ, your chance to steal.
What is Bill Clinton?
Yeah, we're still trying to figure that out, but yes. We don't know what he is, but yes, Kill Bill.
$1, Bill Clinton, AJ, right. On the comeback trail. Doing a good job, guys.
And again, not really killing.
No.
But just Kill Bill, Mr. Computer Nerd Billionaire.
What is Bill Gates?
Or who is Bill Gates?
I'm sorry.
$2 for you, AJ. Select again.
Kill Bill for three, please.
All-time Boston Red Sox most valuable player.
who is Bill Buckner.
There you go.
$3, and with that, you take the last second lead there, AJ.
All right.
John, I'm going to request the tender music for my prize today.
You got it. And what is the score?
We've got $13. AJ nosing out Colin with $12. It's a real horse race, Don, and it's a fantastic competition.
All right, guys, here you go. We physically force you both to bet it all with the final low-budget Jeopardy. Good luck. The answer is this guy really goes deep. And here is the answer. This New York Giants backup quarterback is the star of this season's Bachelor. He goes real deep. This New York Giants backup quarterback is the star of this season's Bachelor. Guys, need his name in the form of a question and good luck.
Ladies and gentlemen, all contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive copies of my favorite movies on DVD. It's the Jim Nance Collection. We start the film fest with Nell, starring Jodie Foster. Then enjoy Forrest Gump with Tom Hanks. Then, of course, one of my all-time favorites, Awakenings, with Robin Williams. A treasure of a film. Something About Mary. Or Warren's Tale, as I like to call it. Cliff Robertson as Charlie.
Charlie.
Mickey Rooney as Bill. And, of course, Cuba Gooding Jr. as Radio.
They're all retard movies.
I'd like to say I hope you enjoy my film festival, and I'll throw in a copy of Stephen Hawking's latest book. And a big hi to Tom Gavin. Now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex Trebek-Geron.
Wow. Thank you, Jimmy.
My pleasure, Don. Tears.
You know what? I think you're soft on the tards.
I enjoy those stories of human triumph over adversity.
We want to talk to who first?
Colin is the low person on our scale here.
Colin, let's see. He goes very deep. The New York Giants backup quarterback is the star of this season's Bachelor.
I cannot remember.
I'm sorry, Colin. That's going to knock you out of the game.
AJ, you got the answer. You're the big wiener.
Who is Jesse Palmer?
And that means, AJ, for the third time, you are our low-budget Jeopardy champion.
Yep.
All right.
Yep. It's Jesse Palmer, and that means, let's see, O'Colin, parting is such sweet sorrow. Adieu, don't go away, man. Just go away. AJ, you get some money. Now here's Jim Nance to tell you what you won. Jim.
The ball, AJW, scored a $26. We throw in a $25 bonus. Added to your previous total, you've got, my friend, are you listening and are you sitting down?
Yes.
Friend, you're enjoying a windfall of $152.
Oh, my goodness.
Nothing to sneeze at. Now, Colin, you failed miserably, but let me give you some parting gifts. I won't give this away.
Why?
Not a Sopranos gift guy. I don't believe in it. Sex and the violence is not my cup of tea, Don.
Wow. Congratulations, you won the Sopranos prize back. Hell hath no fury like the family. You should watch Sopranos.
It's blue.
Sunday night at 9, 8 Central, only on HBO. Jim!
And congratulations, you won an authentic ring chair autographed by WWE superstar Triple H.
Triple H.
Oh, with an exclamation mark. Don't miss WWE Backlash Live on Sunday, April 18th, only on the in-demand pay-per-view. Call your local Comcast or Cox cable system now, guys, to order. Digital customers enjoy easy ordering using your digital remotes. And I thank all
of you. Hey, Jim.
It's always been a pleasure.
Jim, did you read that copy again? What's the name of that cable company that supplied the Triple H chair?
That would be Comcast or Cox. Now I see you did it to me.
Yeah.
You did it to me, and I knew what you were doing, and I'm not approving of that. And remember, I'm wearing my CBS blazer with no shirt.
Okay, guys. Have a great weekend, both of you. Thank you very much for listening.
Thanks so much, my radio guys, Don and Mike, Buzz Burbank, Rob, Tim, Joe in New York with Wendell Hall, all the wonderful people up there, Bert Sugar. Just a terrific afternoon of radio. Great broadcasting, guys. Tears. You're a class act. One word for all of you, class.
Thank you.
You're a class guy. Just like Arnie, Jack, Byron.
Hey, Jim.
Davis, Sergio.
You can't spell class without S. Without A-S-S.
Now you're leaving me on a low note, and you know I hate it when you work like that, Don. I know you're torturing me, but that's okay. I can handle it. And I know you've got a responsible broadcaster coming up.
That's right.
There he
Who's
is.
That?
Well, there's nothing like the grand old man of news.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, we got it wrong.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden.
Yes, we are.
Yes, the elder statesman.
Find a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
That's me.
He made it up.
Buzz, what's your lead story today?
Today, how we were spared from indecency this week on American Idol.
Oh, you're great, Buzz. Getting it done since the Hoover administration.
That's right.
Guys. Okay.
It's been a great time, guys.
That's coming up, and Jim Nance, what can I say? Always remember, never forget, Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of...
It's a production of Coron, which is C with moron.
And it's always been a moving experience to be with you guys. I hope I can come back soon.
A lot of people have asked us how we came up with that name for our corporation.
Now you know.
Thank you for helping people figure that out.
I'm really glad I was able to share that with you, and it's a delight to be with you guys anytime, anywhere. I hope you have a great weekend.
That's you.
My Thank burgundy you. Buddy.
Okay.
Y'all take care.
That was pretty
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Two hot and hairy bear studs, Don and Mike.
Hey, yeah, you can do your weekend with some Beach Boys.
Right.
Don't forget Tanner turnover time. 30 minutes since you turned your delicious body over. Tanner turnover time. 6-4-3. Buzz's News brought to you by Don and Mike Show, incidentally, station that reaches the beaches and rules the pool.
Yeah.
Buzz brought to you tonight by Smoke Break. Smokers break the nasty habit without gaining weight. Smoke Break, revolutionary tablet for smokers. Get it right now at fine retailers. And here is Guy Burley. Oh, right. Smoke Break. Oh, dear.
Yeah.
There you go. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Maybe it's a good thing the president's news conference forced American Idol to be taped this week because, heaven forbid, guest Judge Quentin Tarantino used abbreviation for the F word while complimenting a contestant. The producers actually stopped the videotape and made him repeat what he'd said without the abbreviation.
So in what regard he said that's effing?
He told LaToya London, you're an effing powerhouse. They made him change it to, you're a powerhouse.
Now, what if the show would have been live?
Yeah, what if?
Because you were talking about the one that was taped because Bush was on TV, right?
Right.
That's amazing. That's
like, the they one. Care about that?
They do,
they
deeply,
care?
Because of now, you know. The abbreviation would normally make it past the censors, but this is a new climate for broadcasters.
Oh, and incidentally, I don't know if it's a Wall Street Journal, if it's the New York Post. Do you have something about Stern being fined again?
Well, about the company, yes.
Yeah.
Regarding Stern, the climate's gotten even worse. The FCC is expected to fine the company that brings you this show $1.5 million next week. The fine is for the Howard Stern Show, which is also presented by Infinity Broadcasting. But Infinity plans to fight the fine rather than pay it on the grounds that the cited material from Stern Show does not meet the legal definition of indecent. The fact that one of America's biggest media companies plans to fight the government on this could make the indecency debate part of the presidential campaign, or this particular battle may just be fought in court.
Wow. Well, you know what? Somebody's got to stop it, and somebody's got to fight it.
Hopefully they all succeed. Infinity Broadcasting was founded and made successful by Mel Karmazin, who still oversees the company as part of his job co-running Viacom, which owns CBS, Paramount, MTV, and much more.
Hats off to Mel.
Karmazin and Viacom's other leader...
He's a visionary.
I am a visionary.
Amen. Karmazin and the other leader, Sumner Redstone, with Viacom, make about the same amount of money, which is unusual in the corporate world. And a report just out says that amount is $19 million a year each. But that's just the base salary with bonuses. They also each get stock option grants worth another $16.5 million.
What haven't they done for you?
And last year, Karmazin exercised an option to pick up another $35 million worth of company shares. These figures are well above the average for guys in their positions, according to Business Week magazine.
Worth every penny,
right?
I would say a bargain at twice the price.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Buzz?
Yes.
Hold on. Let's try now. I'm going to throw this at ad lib. Joe, I hope, is listening from Madison Square Garden. We got to do this every once in a while.
Yeah.
HBO pay-per-view. Let's go live to New York.
Live from Madison Square Garden in New York City, the Duke of pay-per-view, Joe Artinger.
Hi, Don and Mike and Buzz and Rob.
Hey.
Joe, what's happening in Madison Square Garden with HBO pay-per-view?
Well, things are winding down. People are getting ready to go out for a night on the town.
HBO happy with the job you've been providing today?
Oh, yeah. Wonderful, wonderful time we had up here, and they were very happy.
Joe, what's your most exciting moment from your day of broadcasting up in New York?
Watching a guy get arrested at 33rd and 8th.
Really?
What did he get arrested for?
He was running around with a knife on the corner.
Yeah. And he was brandishing the knife. Did he drop it?
Yeah, he dropped it in a trash can, and the police went down a one-way street the wrong way. In traffic.
Wow.
In lunchtime traffic. Cool. It was pretty spectacular.
Wow. Well, they're allowed to. They're chasing a bad guy.
Right.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If you're doing that, you're allowed to break all local safety rules.
Was the individual brandishing the knife, was that Wendell Hall?
No, no. Wendell's been on great behavior today.
Very good.
That stops in 40 minutes. Hey, that's a blessing from us to Wendell, incidentally.
Are you and Wendell going to party on the... Well, Wendell's staying in New York, right?
Right.
And you're coming right back?
I'm heading home. I'm rocking out of here like a rock star.
So this whole experience for you today, good, bad?
Loved it.
Loved it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, you say you're on the... Wait, you sounded like you're on the street. I mean, were you just hanging out at 8th and 33rd or whatever?
When I got here an hour before Wendell did, so I walked down to the Empire State Building, and on my way back, all these police cars came up this one-way street. I forget, I guess it was 35th Street.
Yeah.
And then what else happened?
Went screaming down 8th, and then they jumped out of their cars and tackled this guy and cuffed him, and it was amazing.
Live from Madison Square Garden in New York City, the Duke of Pay-Per-View, Joe Artinger.
There he is. All right, Joe, thanks.
Hey, can I just say one thing that I noticed also today?
Of course.
If you have an iPod and you use the headphones that they actually give you to use with the iPod.
Which I do, Joe, yes.
Hey, gay. You have to get some headphones that don't look so gay.
No, you don't. I use the headphones that came with the iPod. They work great.
It's not that they don't work. It's just the way they look.
You think they look gay?
Yeah, very gay.
You disapprove.
Thank you. Joe, incidentally, do you own this invention called a mirror?
I do, yes.
Okay, I was just wondering, because you're making
I used mine, too, unlike most Americans that I observed on the train.
You're making a pretty sweeping statement about how everybody who has the iPod headphones looks. And, you know, I'm just wondering if you've taken a good look in that shiny piece of rock where you can see your reflection.
Well, then again, you know, queer is in these days.
All right, there you go. F you, Joe. Talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's Joe.
Live from New York.
Wow.
Courtesy of HBO Pay-Per-View.
Right. Live from the Garden.
Saturday night, tomorrow night, live from Madison Square Garden. It's a night of title fights starting at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific. HBO and your pay-per-view provider. Once again, here's Buzz.
Hi, Donna. Mike, that new liberal talk radio network that features Al Franken and others is back on the air in Chicago and L.A. It was yanked after some talk about bouncing checks, but the network took the stations to court, and now judges ordered the owner of the stations to put the network back on the air if the network puts up a $156,000 bond. Apparently it did. Air America, as it's called, was back on the air in those cities this afternoon.
So they basically have to buy affiliates.
Yeah, right. Like I told you, they're like the grease men. That seriously, the station in Chicago, and I think the one in Los Angeles as well, they're brokered Korean language stations.
Really?
Meaning anybody who's got, you know, whatever it costs, $500, $600, something like that, you can buy time.
Yeah, but there has to be liberal Korean stations.
Liberal Korean.
Hello? Who's calling on the inside line? Hello?
And then they hung up.
Hello, speak to us. You know, isn't that a pisser?
Yeah.
You get a hang-up call from inside the building. A
little inconsiderate.
And sometimes that line rings if I get a busy signal.
And it's not like I can star 69.
No.
Well, maybe I can.
No.
Hold on. It went boop, boop, boop.
Yeah, but it won't work.
Well, now it's not doing anything.
No. Maybe it's broken.
For God's
sake. I think it's fixed.
Joe?
Howdy.
Yeah. Oh, hold on.
Well, use it. We paid for
it. I had a question for you, Joe.
Sure.
Can I star 69 inside the building?
Not that I'm
live from the Big Apple. Here's Broadway Joe Artinger.
Thank you, Don.
You're welcome.
Thank you for my payoff on that. Don and I both enjoy the Joe talking when the announcer comes out.
But it's got to be a naturally occurring phenomenon.
You did it perfectly.
Thanks, Joe.
Sure.
All right, bud. Anyway, Buzzy.
Hi.
Hi.
After yesterday's drinking show, it was interesting to see this today. A new report says men are drinking more than ever to get them through the day.
Yeah.
That's right. The report out of Great Britain says...
How are you?
1 in 5.
I'm fine. Join me, won't you? Okay, I'll have another.
1 in 5 men say they use booze to deal with the pressure of work. For women, 1 in 7. The study also shows that people have seized upon recent press reports that moderate drinking of certain wines is good for your health. The survey says most folks have decided this means... drinking any kind of alcohol is good for you, and really it's not.
Yeah!
All right, Rob.
This study showed that only 13% of adults say they don't drink at all, and that only 7% say they're trying to cut back.
Bacardi Limon.
No one likes the quitter.
That's
I'm
right.
part of that 7%.
Now, if
and that starts today.
No, I got hiccups.
Right. Hi, honey.
Kill teams. Can we lie? Can we fill in 15?
That's my wife.
No, all right. Can we, all right. I don't even remember what it was.
Hey.
Now,
Cardi Limon.
Right.
If taking your antidepressant medicine every day is too much of a hassle, there's one other kind of treatment still available. Electroshock therapy is making a comeback.
Hello. Where do I sign up?
Electroconvulsive therapy began to disappear in the 1960s with the advent of Prozac and other mood-controlling drugs. But now that it's considered less risky and more humane, about 100,000 people are getting it every year. Critics say we still know too little about how electroshock works. And
pshaw.
That it also causes amnesia.
Pshaw.
Let's all do it on the show.
Critics say we still know too little about how electroshock works and that it causes amnesia.
Who are you?
In Florida, a woman pumped 4 bullets into her husband. She tells police she mistook him for a burglar. Police say they aren't sure they buy that story. That's because the couple had been drinking there in their mobile home. He went out for a bit to cool off, she says. She says she heard rustling outside later and fired 4 times. Police did find bullet holes in the window, but none in the drapes, and the porch light was still on.
And you say the words that I heard most distinctly, yes. Mobile home?
Yes. Yes.
Mobile home.
Ocala, Florida.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And are you implying that somehow there's a lower level of society
just
that lives in a mobile home?
Just stating the fact. If
you
I had
elitist?
If I withheld that, then I would have been censoring the news, and I'm not
the next
that.
Thing, you know, you're going to be saying that it's God's way of paying back these people.
No,
that's why they always get the tornadoes always hit.
That shooting could have happened in a mansion too, Buzz.
That's right, yeah. Like Phil Spector's place, for
right,
example.
Yeah, sure, and a hurricane could come by and sweep up a mansion too, but it always seems to be, what did you call them, Buzz?
Mobile homes.
Mobile homes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we know what you're doing.
Mobile homes.
Just including the fact.
All right, way to say you just continued doing the news from your ivory tower.
Now at Lowe's Home Improvement Warehouse.
Rapunzel, let down your curly locks.
Well, okay.
Buzz, come down here with us in the double wide where life is good. Where fake wood paneling equals fun.
Amen.
Have Cheetos, mm-hmm. Wipe your hands on the drapes.
Sure. And then when you wake up in the morning, move your house to somewhere you want to go. It's on wheels.
That's right. Now at Lowe's Home Improvement Warehouse. Free rattlesnakes. Oh. A customer in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, got bitten by one after he'd purchased a tree there. The snake was only 18 inches long, and rattlers often just give a warning bite that delivers no venom. The man's being examined. Lowe says it's inspecting the other trees to make sure they're snake-free.
Here's the rattlesnake.
That's a big snake.
It sure is.
Look at that. I'm in the Lowe's
Home Improvement Warehouse, mate.
It's a big rattler.
It's a real ripper. It's right next to the 2x4.
No, we're kidding. That's not a snake. Here's this. I think what we're looking for is that. That like a Hannibal Lecter sound. That,
yeah.
There it is. There it is.
Mm-hmm.
There's a snake. How you doing, Snakey?
Hi, Snake.
That's a good snake.
And in
Rhode Island, don't we seriously? His last name is Bliskin. If you ever watch Escape from New York?
No.
You want to hear a real snake? I swear to Christ.
Okay, all right.
Hello.
There you go. There's a real snake.
I'm not catching up to him today, Rob.
In Rose Hill, Virginia, the minister of a church died on Easter Sunday from a snake bite.
Ah!
The Right Reverend Dwayne Long was trying to prove his faith and was bitten by a rattler Sunday afternoon. He refused medical treatment to further prove his faith.
Uh-oh.
He was a minister at a Pentecostal church where members practice serpent handling.
I've seen that on the TV.
The congregation prayed for him, but it apparently wasn't enough to save him.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Well,
that's all that counts, for God's sakes.
Thank you.
That's right.
Flabbergast.
All right. So was I, for God's sakes.
Whatever.
That's right, Buzz.
I agree.
Well, take a look at it.
Is it right for a TV news anchor woman to show her sexy side? in Los Angeles.
That's right.
KTLA morning news anchor Sharon Tay can be found with a seductive gaze and very little else in the March issue of the men's magazine Razor.
Baby!
Yeah.
For years, she and KTLA's Mindy Bourbano and Fox 11's Jillian Barbary and KCOP's Lauren Sanchez have emphasized their attractiveness, much to the dismay of the crusty middle-aged man who used to fill those chairs. Says, who often appears in miniskirts and boots and revealing blouses, was cited by a magazine for Latinos as America's hottest news anchor. Harumph, says one journalism critic, quoting him, a certain image should be maintained and sex kitten shouldn't be one of them.
Get out of here. You're reading the news.
I said, I get on my satellite and I get WCBS Channel 2 out of New York. I get KCBS Channel 2 from California. WCBS, I swear to God, all of the women on that station look like Carm Soprano. Every single woman. Looks,
right.
I mean, there's not an Adriana. You know, I know it's a New York thing, but they all look like Carm Soprano.
Mm-hmm.
I turn on KCBS this morning.
Right.
My wife always says to me, why do you watch the morning news in Los Angeles? Your show's not even on in Los Angeles.
To be informed, of
course. Here's why. They got the dork anchor that's like from 5 to 7 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Kent Shockneck.
Kent Brockman?
Kent Shockneck. And then I have a woman who really, for being in Hollywood and being on TV, in desperate need of a nose job.
Mm.
Looks like someone's broken her nose a couple of times.
Right.
Well, maybe she didn't listen. I don't know. So, anyway, she's wearing the anchor suit. He's got the suit and tie.
Mm-hmm.
They say, let's see what's happening on your Friday morning commute. Let's go to, and I think her name is Vera Jimenez.
Mm.
Now, of course, they're playing the Latino card.
Mm-hmm.
And they go to this girl
mm-hmm.
who is just stacked. And she has a very tight velvet velour top on.
Hello.
And as she goes in front of the green screen,
mm-hmm.
you know, where they pointed at the map, she's up here on the 405 and down here. You know, I don't live in Los Angeles.
But you're watching the traffic.
I'm watching the traffic because really I'm watching what's in her sweater.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go, that's what's happening on the roads. Let's go to the weather and Lisa Joyner. And Lisa Joyner comes out and she has on shorts.
At
a halter top.
There you go.
Wow.
And I'm watching this at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
I'm thinking, if I'm living in California,
mm-hmm.
this is on my TV at 5 a.m.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm going to watch this.
Not bad.
I'm going to watch this. And I'm fine with the stereotype that they've set up that obviously these girls don't have a problem with.
Mm-hmm.
That you got the one girl who's the authoritative figure.
Right.
She's, you know, got the funky nose. Well, they're going to dress her up in a business suit.
Mm-hmm.
The other girls that are bringing us...
It's the fluff.
Yeah. The girls that are bringing us the traffic and the weather, let's make them... They're beautiful.
And
women.
You know what? Yeah, are you thinking the same thing I'm thinking? Make it policy.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Every television station in America.
Absolutely. I'm telling you.
Won't happen in D.C. Mm-hmm. Ever.
5 a.m., catch a little news, into the shower.
Mm-hmm.
In Florida, an investigative TV reporter.
Who... Buzz, you're right. I get your inside joke, and I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
What you're inferring is that I would watch that.
Uh-huh.
That I
way to read between the lines.
I got it.
In Florida. And
like Mike made jokes like that before about Jim Nance.
I did not.
There was some kind of inference.
I did not.
There.
With the golf guys.
I did no such thing.
Sure you did.
Something. No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I did not.
I detected something.
You did.
I did not. In Florida, an investigative TV reporter who did a series of reports critical of the Tampa Bay Police Department is now being investigated himself by the Tampa Bay Police Department.
Uh-oh.
Action News guy Mike Mason is facing 8 counts of doctor shopping for the Limbaugh drugs, Vicodin
Mason.
And OxyContin, also known as hillbilly heroin.
I'm Mike Mason with the news.
They say he made 30...
Need pills now, Wilma. bowels exploding, hands clammy, need baby blue pills, need sweating profusely, must lie about medical records.
Police say Mike Mason made 34 visits to 14 doctors trying to get the same prescriptions. His lawyer says it's for an old back injury. The police say their investigation has nothing to do with Mike's reports. Quoting one official, we didn't target Mike Mason. What kind of man can say no to Anna Kournikova?
Mm.
The Enrique Iglesias kind of man.
Oh, you didn't give me time to answer.
Oh.
Faggot.
Okay. I call that a tie.
I saw pictures of them on their magazine.
Uh-huh.
They were frolicking on the beach.
What, just like a scene?
Excuse me. Fag.
Thank
right.
you.
Thank you.
That's much better.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Right.
I realized to a certain segment of our audience, faggot is offensive. Yeah, I apologize. It would be any man who would turn down being with Anna Kournikova is simply a fag.
Well, that's not the kind of no he said, however.
What did he say?
He, well, like a scene out of I Love Lucy, the sexy female tennis star reportedly asked the sexy male singer if she could join him for a duet during a concert in Russia. And like Ricky Ricardo, he told her no.
Mm-hmm.
The tabloids say she, like Lucy, took it personally. His advisors say he has an image to maintain. The concert's in April. Let's see if they're still together,
hey,
then.
Hey, let her get up on stage.
What's it going to hurt?
I'm
it's
in
Russia.
An Enrique concert, but I guess maybe, was she worried that he, you know,
it's
all the
Playboy
little honeys
image.
That like
the
him?
Single swinging right. Playboy image.
And the problem with that is?
Her singing on stage with him? That it would spoil his image.
Yeah, she wants to be endeared to, you know, endear himself to all the
he
young
wants
ladies
to seem
that
to
like
be available.
I understand.
Yeah.
That makes sense. You can, listen, you can still be available. You have a beautiful woman on stage with you.
I agree.
You bring, as a matter of fact, you do just what I'm saying the TV stations should do. You say, hey, hello, I am Enrique Iglesias.
He's not out. Enrique Iglesias is not out to please the women. I mean, the men, he's out to please the women.
I am very heterosexual, and I would like to make love to all of you women tonight. However, I want you to know that many men are out there as well with their girlfriends.
Mm-hmm.
So, for you, look at this beautiful piece of ass I have brought for you, Anna Kournikova. And now I will sing my one big hit record for you.
Good night.
Maybe she can't sing.
Please sleep with me.
Sleep with me.
And finally, one thing.
Yes?
Where is Mr. Jim Nance? Is there a Jim Nance in the audience?
Enrique, glad to be here with you. My pop star buddy, Enrique Iglesias. Anna Kournikova, tennis star, sexual predator.
But... I love you, Jim.
Love you right back, Enrique.
And my dad sends his best.
Thanks so much. Say hi to Julio for me.
Yes.
What's next? We have to break.
Coming up, William Shatner boldly goes where he's never gone before.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What would this be? God, wait.
I think I know what it is.
Could be a shower.
Is it golf?
A proper cleansing?
Yeah,
what are you thinking about, Mike?
A dome where he's never gone before.
Oh. You know.
Hey.
I can't say it. Hey.
Hey. Say what you will about him.
Okay.
He's not like that.
Kaleidoscope eyes.
He's not like that.
Watch out.
Hey. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, we're swell guys.
WKFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Masters of the Taking Touch, Don and Mike.
I want to mention that on Monday's show, gosh, we'll have the report on my brother getting hitched out in Vegas this weekend.
Yeah, you got a big weekend in Vegas.
Have a good trip.
Frida will be along with the tape recorder. We'll have that for you Monday. Also Monday, I hope we have time to get to the debut of My Mom's a Whore.
Sounds controversial.
New game that we want to play on the show. Also Monday, don't forget this Arnold Schwarzenegger thing. And this will be an entire show. It is a 1982 videotape with Arnold Schwarzenegger detailing how he wants you to help him, help you to sweat to the oldies.
So total body workout.
Nothing better than early Schwarzenegger.
That's exactly what it is.
It's great to hear him count.
Absolutely.
It's all nine.
And plus, there's so much other stuff. I know we'll want to talk about the Chris Rock show this weekend.
Yeah, sure.
Expecting that to be great.
Yep.
Sopranos, who knows if it'd be good or not.
Hope so. No Carm.
You got 24 that's on Sunday night. Hey, retarded Tommy. Step up to the microphone for a second. Little Tommy.
Little Tommy.
Little retarded Tommy,
little
who's
Tommy.
Been filling in as Joe today. How you doing, LRT?
I'm doing well. How are you two?
Doing fantastic.
Nothing like a new friend joining our year.
And it's
special.
And it's my last day.
Oh,
it's my last day.
No.
Well, I'm stuck with Hefe again.
Oh, really?
Oh, I thought you were the new Hefe.
No.
Well, why is Alex? Where's Alex been?
He's been in Texas visiting his family.
Oh.
Really?
Well, we'll miss you, Tommy.
Well, that's too bad. You're little retarded Tommy. You'll always be little retarded Tommy to us.
Thanks.
Come back anytime.
Well, it's been nice having you on the Don and Mike
Thank
show.
Thank you for having me.
Thank little you, retarded Tommy.
LRT.
There he
goes.
Adios. AMF, LRT.
The reception is for your parting gift. Thank you.
Thank you.
There you go. Well, thank goodness. Next week, Alex will be back.
Very good. With, who knows, maybe a new do.
Wow.
I buzz high. It may not be the final frontier for William Shatner, but he is boldly going where no trekker has gone before. Shatner's latest venture involves photographing nude women for Playboy.
Oh, yeah. Shatner rocks.
Yeah.
Way to go, Captain Kirk.
Hey, wouldn't you like to be him? His pictures will be on the Playboy website and feature the magazine's Miss May 1998, Deanna Brooks. Shatner says he tried to capture, and I quote, the texture of her skin, the curve of her body, the femininity that we men like to look at, end quote.
I love Shatner.
But Shatner has plenty to keep him busy, not just this. He has the sequel to Miss Congeniality and a new CD. The CD comes out this summer. Save your pennies.
Girl, kaleidoscope eyes.
You gotta be on that.
Yeah. Actress Daryl Hannah was questioned by police in Los Angeles after acting like her Kill Bill character at the premiere of the sequel. Witnesses say she was acting crazy, striking kung fu poses in the lobby. Later, she said premieres make her nervous, so she decided to hide behind her character. Quoting Daryl, then when I came out of the theater, five policemen were waiting for me to take a breathalyzer test.
Right.
They couldn't understand I was just acting.
I got hiccups.
Well,
Buzz, hold on. Yes. Let me just check.
Yes,
you know, HBO's been nice enough to pay the bill here.
God bless him.
Joe?
Howdy.
There he is now.
I just want to say that Joe Artinger is in New York City.
Right.
At Madison Square Garden. HBO pay-per-view. Is this correct, Joe?
That's
live
right.
From Madison Square Garden, it's the Prince of Pugilism, Iron Joe Artinger.
All right, Iron Joe, this will be your last report from Madison Square Garden, HBO pay-per-view. Have you noticed we've said this like a million times today?
We have indeed. And I want to thank them for bringing me up here, and I want to thank you guys for sending me up here.
Joe, thank you. No, and we want to thank you, Joe.
Oh, no, thank everybody.
And Joe?
Yeah?
Who do you like in the fight tomorrow night, the HBO pay-per-view fight?
Well, I'll take Chris Bird.
Why?
Because I met him.
Ah, there you go. It. You met him, and what were your impressions of Chris Bird?
Well, he's a lean, mean fighting machine.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't look too beat up, so I guess in his career he's taking care of himself.
I would tell everybody, take that to the bank.
Yeah.
Take it to Vegas,
baby.
I did it. You just did
the
it.
The Duke of pay-per-view.
I enjoyed it, and I did it to myself. I'm an idiot.
Hey, Joe?
Yes?
Any of the boxers you talk to up there, do any of them have British accents?
No, they don't, Rob, but, you know, maybe next time.
Thanks, Rob.
What's your lobster's name?
Buck. With the Don and Mike Show pay-per-view boxing beat, Buck, it's Sugar Joe Artinger.
Buck's me lobster's name, Donnie.
Oh, Jesus.
Sugar Joe.
My 6 o'clock wake-up call is starting to wear on me.
Oh, okay, Iron
all right,
Joe.
Time all for right. some Heineken.
All right, get out of here, Joe. Have a great weekend. See you Monday.
All right, guys. Thanks again.
All right.
See you,
thank
Joe.
You, Joe.
Artinger out.
Hey, Joe. He did it well.
He got it right.
Another tough day for Joe.
Absolutely.
My man, Joe. My man, J.A.
Yeah.
Be careful what you try to get away with in a darkened movie theater. Theater owners are now using night vision goggles to scan the crowd during the movie.
That's not right.
Popcorn trick.
No, you're going to catch people with camcorders who hope to pirate the movie.
Oh, okay.
Los Angeles police made the first arrest under this new law this week. A 28-year-old Min Jae Jun was caught making a copy of The Passion of the Christ. He faces up to a year in prison.
Oh, this is Min Jae Jun.
I make a special copy of A Passion of the Christ.
Christ says to me, Min Jae Jun, make a tape for me.
She bang.
And then he said, go to Mother Teresa and you wash her feet. I know she's dead, but wash her feet anyway.
Harojo.
Some theaters are using metal detectors in addition to night vision goggles to catch the pirates. The big Hollywood studios are paying for this new equipment at the theaters.
They can afford it.
Yeah.
Pirates are.
How would you like to have been on this flight? Five passengers wrestled a drunken man off a jet in Miami this week.
I'm not going!
After he threatened to kill someone.
I'll kill you!
I'll kill you.
Meanwhile, on another plane elsewhere on that same tarmac, a drunken passenger was arrested after he destroyed his seat. Both men are facing up to...
There you go.
He tore it up. Both men are facing up to 20 years in federal prison. Their bonds are set at $50,000 each. The man who destroyed his seat was apparently upset when a flight attendant turned down his offer of a date.
Wow.
Goodbye. Listen, Buzz. No. Just wouldn't listen.
In sports, the Red Sox and the Yankees resume their feud tonight in Boston.
Yep. It's the big weekend.
And finally, firefighters are called upon to address all kinds of emergencies. Fires, cats stuck in trees, adult pleasure devices that get stuck.
See, there you go.
In Devon, England, a man called to report what records indicate was, quote, a ring stuck on his private parts.
Oh, my.
The firefighters brought their best cutting tools.
Oh, my.
But in the end, it was up to an emergency medic to remove the ring with the lubricant and a lot of tugging.
Oh, my.
Have a safe weekend. I'm Buzz
Good
Burbank.
Good heaven. No.
Yes, on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
No.
That could be turned into a videotape, I believe.
No.
Sell it for fun and profit. Trade them. Swap them with your friends, kids. That's it. We got to go. Have a great weekend. Please be safe. Love you, Frida. Love you, Bart. We'll be back on Monday with a new episode. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you,
good day to you, sir.
Now you.
I'm wearing a ring.
Give me my shot right now.
You want it?
I need my shot before I go home.
So long.
Toodaloo.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.